good morning, evening, and afternoon. Welcome to the Year of the Sandwich, the home of food conspiracy and gourmet conversation. Now, normally, I prefer to have an appetizer before the main course, right? The entree, if you're a Frenchman. But that's why I like to keep my intros crispy and ready to serve. But today, there is no need for dithering. We're going full send, my friend. So without much further ado, we are here to discuss the otherwise confusing and salty snack of the ages. A snack that is perfectly stale, even when it's deadly fresh. A conundrum in the aisle and a celebration in the stomach. Potentially also, it is a snack that is strangely only made in the state of Pennsylvania, and it seems to be just the corpses of other snacks. So, welcome, as this is the investigation of what I call Party Mix. You know, the snack made of other snacks. And to help with this massive effort, I am joined by a passionate snack expert, musical force, and one of my best mates. Ben Money is here on location in the subterranean Year the Sandwich headquarters. Thank you very much for joining me today, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
Right on. Well, to start off, Ben, because we have quite a bit of topic ahead, and we have a pile of literal snack.
I have never seen this much party mix in a room.
It's rather intimidating at this point. I feel it's like the House of Commons, and it's just shoes coming straight at your face. So, I think, I want to say it's 9, but let's give it first a count of how much party mix we have to try. You have a barrel there. What do you have? First
up, some Martin's party mix in a barrel.
I have Golden Gourmet for number 2.
I've got Goods party mix.
In a bag?
In a bag. This is a windowed bag.
I have another Goods, which I'm going to throw off because I can tell you one thing. I suspect it isn't nearly as good as it sounds.
No.
So that makes 3. I have Bachman's party mix here to make 4.
Right. To make 5, I have an undisclosed company that just is marked party mix, nacho flavored.
Which is weird because none of them actually say they're flavored specifically. There's more than one thing.
But right? I will guarantee, even though I consider myself a bit of a snack food icon, if you will.
It's true.
And a connoisseur, without even knowing, when I flip this around, I'm going to guarantee this is from, yep, York, Pennsylvania.
There it is. Now, that's funny enough. It looks like Bachman's, but they don't seem like they were born on the same day.
No.
So that makes number 5. I have the original, and this is going to come up more than once, Keystone State Party Mix in what is a child size bag.
Yes,
and
yes.
I don't mean it's for a child. I mean,
you could fit a child in there. This is a danger to any children. This could under 14 months could easily
be twins in this bag. Yes. What's to say the weight of this is?
2 large children.
It's actually 1.5 pounds.
Wow.
Holy moly.
It's a big bag.
So that makes 6. What else do we have? Just a couple more on the table.
From what I'm seeing here, it's looking like we're getting to the real heavy-duty bangers, in my opinion, which I'm holding in my hand, which I'm going to contend is going to be the best, is Hers Party Mix.
Hers Party Mix. I have another one here, and I don't know why, like, jazz, blue, and purple come up so much, but Utz, I believe, as the Germans would say. Utz Party Mix, yeah?
Which I'm going to say is either second or first best. Ooh, it's okay. Going to come down to those two to me personally as someone who's tried many different types.
So that's 8.
That's 8. And then what do we have this guy here?
This is just a smaller version of Keystone State. So off to the side with the other
okay.
goods.
And we have another big old barrel of Signature Select Party Mix. That should be noted that I'm pretty sure Signature Select is a store brand, store-bought brand that's maybe a CVS or a pharmacy?
I believe it's Acme.
Or Acme, okay.
And I'm going to say that because
I know
it looks
that
rather cheap.
Yeah, I know I've seen other things that are Signature Select that could even be out of the food category, possibly a Signature Select shampoo or hand soap.
Right, yeah. Signature Select, but nobody signed for it.
Right.
It's true. So we have 9 varieties, and see, this whole investigation of party mix, it might be like 9, right? There's more than 9 types of snacks in the world. What's so special? Well, this all began, at least for me, in the vending machine.
as Keystone Estate was the party mix I was eating for years, only vending machine specific. I'd actually never seen it for sale outside of that beautiful window, and just ate it when I was selling motor car parts before. It's tasty. And I found another variety, which actually, unfortunately, I had to bin. It's Keystone State, but it makes a hot and a zesty.
Flies. Right, I've seen that before.
Flies got into it, so it's nothing much I can do. It's very zesty at that point. And I was there staring at a machine and I'm wondering, you know, it's strange, of all the snacks available, there's only a couple that let you peek before you buy.
Very true.
And Party Mix has the window. The window's very important. It used to be standard operation. Doritos launched with the window in the 80s and the old commercials when every letter had a different color behind it. It was only Ranch and Nacho Game back then, but Party Mix and pretzels are like the only last ones left. So, Mr. Money, when did you first run into old Party Mix?
Oh, I ran into this as a young child. I was lucky enough to have a couple really cool cousins slash uncles that were of the same age, where, well, you know, they were my cousin. I called them uncle because they were older and they were right. City folk. And really hanging out with them on weekends is what gave me some very interesting parts of my personality today, being like, oh, come hang out, we'll watch horror movies and walk to the corner store in Philadelphia, and we're going to get some what I would then realize was very ahead of the game quintessential Philadelphian snacks, in my opinion, which would be hot fries, party mix, tasty cakes, and Arctic Splash cartoned iced tea, which was like those things were like a staple for me. Like, it wasn't even a question. If it was some sort of pastry, I was grabbing a tasty cake of some sort. Drinks were only out of that, like, disgusting milk carton iced tea Arctic Splash, which apparently isn't even made in Philadelphia, but 90% of its sales are in Philadelphia.
Right.
That's its own episode. We can I can go deep with food conspiracy there. It's made in Boston but drank in Philadelphia, so it may actually be some sort of psyop in order to get Philadelphians all together, and then they can flip the switch and have every Arctic Splash drinker like turn into a Manchurian candidate. But we can go there later. And the classic party mix. And most of these were guided by my older cousin, who was like, this is what you grab. We're going to the corner store. We're going to grab some party mix, grab tasty cake, grab some Arctic Splash, and then we're going to go watch Evil Dead 2. You don't know what Evil Dead 2 is? You will by the end of the night, and you will never forget. So I was lucky enough to have them, and a lot of these things have become now almost hipster staples in the city, in my opinion. I mean, you can go to a bar and get an Arctic Splash mixed drink. They actually serve in the carton, and they like add liquor to it, and it's like some sort of like Kensington like drink. I don't know.
Right. I feel like they did that for a moment. The pug little bottles that they have like the fluids in, they look like a barrel but it's plastic,
yeah,
and just a little aluminum foil on the top, perfect enough where it will pierce if it's in like your school bag,
yeah,
but if you're holding it, you're fine. I remember for just a little bit, I believe it was a man by the name of Snoop Dogg, and he would do scissorp, and this is one way that people used to be like, oh, just put them in those and just mix in a little bit of cough syrup and, you know, get wild as you will, as you will. So yes, certainly an area thing. Now, when you first had it, was it barrel?
No, small bags, which we have here. It was definitely like corner store sized, take it to go bag. I actually had not, just like you, had really even opened my eye up to the party mix conspiracy into realizing that you can get large bags, barrels. Different companies are maybe masquerading as the same companies, like all sorts of different things in this party mix world. But for the most part, 99 cent bag, you go, and it is really like way more servings than your other, which I was just realizing. Yeah. So like your typical small bag of something you get at the corner store, maybe like 1 to 2 servings, maybe 3. A same size party mix bag is 4.5 servings. So
what's the weight on that? The net weight on the front.
The net weight on the front. I only can give you an the ounces, American standard. I'm sorry about that, but it's 4.5 ounces.
4.5 ounces. That's quite a lot of mix. And I know they average because the small bag there was from the vendor, and that's only 1.5 ounces.
Right.
So we know that really it's a heavy snack. And you get to see it. I think two major positives for the mix of party. Now, do you think it's better in a barrel or the bag? just off us, because we're going to get to taste it, I guess, since we have so many examples.
You know, I haven't had enough. I know that I touted myself like a super connoisseur of this, but I haven't had enough out of the plastic barrel. My initial thought is going to say it will taste better out of the bag, because hard plastics, I do not love.
Right. You know, you do make a good point, and this is something that I've considered over the time. As these have been stored for a bit longer than an afternoon, I don't think they get any more stale than when they're fresh, because that's one of the weird things about party mix that I've noticed, and I think is why a lot of people have a love-love or love-hate relationship, but it's never a hate-hate, it seems. Because when you have like six different things inside of a mixture, it's very hard to say you can't stand it. It's like, I'm not a fan of that band, but there's two songs I like, so you can't really hate. But in the same way, you can certainly avoid. Usually in a barrel, you get things like pretzels, cheese balls, right? Things like that. And so then you see this one, which got a little bit of everything. And speaking of everything it does or does not have, let's go through some of these, name unspecific, and just see what are the ingredients that make up a party mix, a true one that we'll determine, because we know that there's some other considerations that have been made. Now, I'm going to start off with the Acme brand, the one we ended with. And they list 1, 2, 3, 4, a pentagram of ingredients. It is a party mix, artificial in its flavoring, corn chips, fried cheese curls, right? Cheetos, I think, as we all know them, nacho cheese flavored tortilla chips, and pretzels. I'm sorry, only four things there. It just takes two lines with the one. So they're saying a corn chip, a cheese curl, a cheese tortilla, and a pretzel. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you agree?
Well, okay. So first off, no, I don't agree. There should be more ingredients than just that. But we've already, in the beginning of this conversation, breaking this down, have discovered what the weirdest and one of the more interesting things about party mix is to me. That this is a mix of multiple ingredients where they literally, things that should not be in the same container together. Like Cheetos and pretzels and tortilla chips. Like that's, we're already have walked through the eye of the beholder and we are in a psychotic new world. But the thing that's really peculiar to me is in this Hell's Angels bag of mixed matched things, there seems to be a through line here of multiple types of tortilla slash corn chip. A corn chip is a tortilla chip. A tortilla chip is a corn chip.
It's true. It's absolutely true.
And for some reason, it seems as if there's one thing that they know that they need to do in these party mix containers, it's to have multiple types of tortilla, which is kind of fascinating to me, because the oots, like I almost want to like dive into this and the differences here, because like we have different, the oots will give you a circular, non-spiced, regular tortilla round.
Right, and it says just on oots compared to the Acme brand, they just say tortilla chip as opposed to a nacho cheese flavored tortilla chip.
And it's just a straight tortilla chip. Now, I don't think
it's as white as the Tories, really.
Yeah, now something more like a Hers, which I have the most time served.
most miles logged on.
Yes, most lorry. Most yeah. Definitely the Legend of Zelda of all of these games to me. I have the most hours logged on.
I think it's one of the prettiest ones too.
I mean I'm a Hers boy through and through.
I'm also
PA.
And I'm gonna just say right now, because it's one of the things we want to think about. Hers of all these brands. Hers is the brand.
Yeah, Hers is the brand. I've been to the Hers factory multiple times at multiple stages of my life.
Do you know the city? Is it Nottingham?
I believe so.
Yeah.
It's now, always been on the way through.
That's in the States, remember. It's not, don't go drive around Surrey.
Yeah, I was literally like, Nottingham, what is he doing to me here? But no, yeah, it's Nottingham, PA. I've been and walked through there and have had my own shattered dreams of going through there as a child and being like, this place is literally Willy Wonka's and the potato chip factory.
Right.
And then showing back up in my 30s and literally being like, this place is wasting away. Like, someone needs to help this company. this looks like no one's cleaned it since I was here 30 years ago.
Oh, my. And that may explain some of the flavoring staleness to this snack mixture. But so we know tortilla chip to figure out. They do have quite a bit. And looking specifically at Martin, right? Because Martin makes a party mix. It's the only one that goes pink shifted with the label, but I respect them for that. It's
always like confetti, though.
It's like Russell Simmons. Yeah, that's another strange thing, right? They really went hard on the party, not the mix.
Right.
Like, Utz has got, what, streamers here. We've got, like, the Rasta colors. Bachman's here. It's like a jazz piano full of confetti.
Yeah. Hers has got streamers right, and confetti
got green
and
up there. It looks like a wedding party.
Even the
no-name.
Weirdest no-name, like, undisclosed party mix
bag
has a confetti-like star shape on it. It actually looks like it's that early 90s computer, like, paint.
Right, like Clippy. Like, right?
Clippy. Yeah, it's got
Bloody
that,
Clippy's
like,
cousin, Chippy.
It has that.
The signature brand, the Acme brand, actually... It doesn't use confetti. It just uses like clip art versions of the ingredients, which I still think looks like confetti. And although I was going to say, I wonder if they don't, but this is just clear confetti in Keystone State.
Yeah.
They really, they doubled down on
the party.
There's
one thing they need. Yeah. It's party and they know how they're going to design their bag.
Except for bloody Golden Gourmet. They don't give up fucking
bloody
hell.
I don't
trust
that one. That one's from PA too. Did we look at that one?
It's absolutely PA. Golden Gourmet.
That's like
one town. York, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, York is the place.
And now here's the thing. I have it by good recommendation. A fellow who tapes from the Crypt, for those of you who don't know, Timothy, I believe you've met him mm-hmm. before. He actually, that's the reason we have some doubles. He donated the unknown brand, the brand that shall not be named.
Oh, he's a hero then.
He brought the goods and he also brought a sidebar that we may or may not go over today, which is actually called a pub mix by Utz. By Utz! However... we don't count that as a party mix. It's only party, not pub.
No,
not
that's
snack,
closer to a Chex
not
mix.
Not Chex. Yeah, it's got like the little bread sticks in them, which if you have bread sticks in it, you're not eating party mix. It's just facts of the matter. So, tortillas solved. It seems to be just they're using different names. One's round and one is a bit thicker, I feel, and square usually, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the Utz one, it lists barbecue corn chips. This one just says with corn chips, so it seems they've switched it. Do they all have at least a flavored something made out of corn? Because this one does nacho, this one does barbecue.
This one is clearly through the window, has some sort of nacho and barbecue chip.
This has, oh, you know what Bachman's calls them? Cheesier nacho tortillas.
Right.
They're just legging up on them. And they have barbecue corn chips, so they have both, as well as a plain tortilla. So that's three. Does everybody have three? This one has two.
Three different types?
Three different types of like corn-based chip.
This one is showing two, but it visually looks like three to me. It's saying on the back, there's corn chips, nacho cheese-flavored tortilla chips, pretzels, and fried cheese curls, which are clearly those cheetahs again.
Right.
But as we look here, clearly on the open gate front, I can see three different types to me.
Yeah, if, right, because those curl quite a bit.
Yeah, there's the... clearly darkened, possibly barbecued. There's the clearly cheesy one, and there's a quite plain-looking one.
Right.
So, again...
Now, that means that we're almost to the stage of tasting, because in looking at all of them, they have taken similar, but not the same approach. Now, Signature has four ingredients. I miscounted five, because I'm just getting my numbers together. But some of these have six, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the most ingredients you can find on it? Is it Keystone? I believe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in Utz. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in Bachman. You said this one only listed four, but it looks... Oh, no. This is five. Look. They snuck it on the side.
Barbecue corn chip.
So it's got five. So this is the party of five over here.
Yeah, I think that at least five is the standard, and it's a matter of getting into more because...
Oh, this doesn't even list
As I was mentioning before, there's the weirdness of having not just one type of tortilla chip to represent the mix, but literally having up to three different types, as we're seeing.
Yeah, Golden Gate has three. Golden Gourmet.
Yeah, exactly. Very visually, like three different types of tortilla, which is seems like a redundancy.
It only lists but two.
Because they don't have... I think it's the same, except some...
So this is definitely a naked chip, and then it's like a... I want to say a barbecue, and then there's the triangle one. So this is a three-piece as well, but it only lists on the back corn chips, and it must just put them all in the same, fried cheese curls, the nacho, tortillas, and pretzels.
I can almost see this because a lot of these, again, as we keep saying pretzel, there's multiple types in front of us here. that not only have three different types of tortilla chips, but they have two different types of pretzels. They will have either a regular standard, like German style pretzel twist, that's like right. a normal type
kind of
thing.
Oblong a little bit.
Or a pretzel wheel. You'll pretzel notice wheel. On the Utz and some other ones like Bachmann. And then there's also usually a pretzel stick.
The pretzel stick is really a defining agent, I think.
Right. And they also have a pretzel stick thrown in there. And
I don't think we have many pretzel sticks, actually.
No, this one has pretzel sticks. And I'm pretty sure that this one... No, the Utz does not.
Pretzel wheels. You have any other sticks besides hers? That might be one of the big defining agents, then.
Oh, yeah. See, now I'm assuming that that's all of the kinds because I'm a number one eating her. Nope.
Has the double.
The Keystone also has the double.
So it's only hers and Keystone that keep true to the six ingredient recipe.
Right.
And everybody else is cheaping at five. It seems everybody does do the three piece. The Keystone State, barbecue corn chips, nacho tortillas. Seems like everybody does three. Even if they only list two like they do in the bloody no-name brand.
Yeah.
But it seems everybody has three chips, a Cheeto, a fried cheese curl, and then the pretzels seem to be the division. We have what are called wheels in the Utz and Bachmann. We have everybody else go in German style, just regular pretzels that are oblong, and then the two with the pretzel sticks and the regular, what they call, actually is midgies.
Those are called midgies?
They're called midgies, and I know... A lot of you probably want to cancel me right now. I understand. It doesn't sound like a friendly term to those of us who are vertically challenged. However, it's literally printed on the bloody bag, midgies. And from what they said, a bit of research in, that midgies is actually a term coined by the same geniuses who invented the Tootsie Roll. And apparently the Tootsie Roll, when you get it in the long, you know, it's like an arm length of dookie looking Tootsie Rolls. That's just Tootsie Rolls. But when you get them individual, you know, the Halloween style, if you're into that kind of paganism, those are called midgies.
Mm.
And so he took that term from Tootsie Roll and stole it, really, and applied it to small pretzels. So nobody else uses that term, but apparently, because it's just as pretzels.
Yeah.
Apparently they're midgies when they're like German style, but just small. Easy enough to pop right in your pie hole. So that really brings us around. Because what I found in a little bit of looking in as well, you know, right now, if you're in the audience, you might be thinking, really, I haven't heard anything that's too groundbreaking. It's just a mixture of things, right? They seem to come from Pennsylvania, which is something that we'll dither on in a moment. But let me just tell you why exactly there's a bit of a conspiracy behind this. You see, the state of Pennsylvania is known as the Keystone State, right?
Right.
It's a Keystone. It was the first state to have the first capital of the United States. And so Keystone State Snacks, you can understand, is a Pennsylvania brand. Now, they say they've been making this quality since 1946, not Party Mix specifically, just as a company. And so when you look at the patents for Party Mix, the gentleman from Keystone State seems to have authored it. And what he says, right, and now just to jog your memories, Keystone State Party Mix has six ingredients, two types of pretzels, sticks and midgies, three types of tortilla or corn chip, and the good old cheese curl, which you need. Now, the gentleman who invented, so he claims Party Mix, says there are only four ingredients listed on the patent, but he believes that there should be six.
Mm.
And that's just bloody strange because you made the bloody patent.
Well, okay, but is this a matter of semantics again? Because we're talking about a lot of redundancy.
Are indeed.
Does he say, is pretzels, the two pretzels, considered one ingredient?
Perhaps they wouldn't let him actually patent just two different pretzels, as neither one is unique on its own.
Right.
Interesting. And certainly, I believe you would probably run into an issue with the technical between a square corn chip and a round one, but not between a flavored corn chip and an unflavored version of the same shape. So potentially they wouldn't allow him to register the tertiary additions to his list because it's just a pretzel. You just got to put pretzels. It's just a corn chip. He's like, well, right. One's round and it's tortilla. And they're like, all right.
That's fine.
Tortilla chip is, you got me on the bloody tortillas then. But corn chip is one, tortilla is the other. And then they just eliminated. So he says you must have these other versions in. Now, he apparently had really pioneered this in the late 80s, early 90s. The story that he fed us. Whether or not it be true is him, fellas like him that he hangs out with, doing a sporting event night, you know, down at the pub. Apparently, last call, put all the snacks into one bowl, and they naturally kind of come together with party mix. Now, I believe there's probably peanuts involved with that first one, because we all know that bars have nuts somewhere. So they go through this practice as drinkers, as you will. Eventually, Chex Mix comes to market right around, I believe, 88, but it could be 91. Just got to find exactly the right source.
Interesting, these times, because I have a weird grunge analogy for this. And really? I didn't realize that the timing
was going to work out. Okay, it might just feed right into the plot. So these fellas, who have been practicing this nightly mixture of strange orphan snackology, were like, you know what? You mean we could sell this bullshit? Like, Chex Mix is just getting away with cereal in a different box. So, like, why don't we just sell the party mix? Now, apparently, that's when they hit the streets and begin to develop whatever their recipe is. Now, this gentleman claims this was a story the whole time. I can't find records, because if you want to talk about, like, a complete black hole of information, go research Keystone State Snacks. It is painful to dig any... I literally had to go to out-of-date patents, because one of the products they sell hasn't had the graphics updated since the year 2003. And as a result, you can imagine the email chain is very slow to be responded to. But this man was very passionate about his authority over things. He said everyone else is a bunch of bloody morons, because they only give you one pretzel and one type of corn chip, and you need to have two pretzels, in his own mind at least, and at least, as we figured out, three corn chips. Now everybody seems to bow to the corn chip god, but it seems pretzels have left us waiting outside of your number one pick, hers. And I'm going to, in a very jazz musician way, improv and call that, although I can't prove it, I was told that Bachman's was the best. Now, I know you have a story to tell concerning this, because when we were trying to find all of these party mixes, we were dedicated to only finding them in real life. No right. internet. I'm not ordering things. This is a real thing. This is not Kim Kardashian's ass freckle.
Oh, no. I was a real-life gumshoe. I was absolutely. Any single little corner store and gas station throughout the state I was cutting into if I drove by it.
So, sir, could you repeat for those of us who weren't there for our intimate conversation exactly the experience you had when you went into Philadelphia to investigate at your local bodega?
Party mix. Right. Yes. Right. That was one of the... That is honestly what made me like lick the tip of my pencil and be like, there's something going on here.
Dude, you told me that story and I yelled physically out loud in my car.
And I'm thinking we're talking about my corner store experience. Absolutely. When I was like, you know what? I love the party mix. I noticed that this is something that's coming up. You tell me that
we had a conversation.
We had the conversation. And I was like, you know what? It's time to get back into that party mix. I'm going to go get a couple.
And I was blind because I thought Keystone State was the absolute top. I was so young back then.
yes, very green
in late 2020.
So I went to my normal corner store I go to all the time, multiple times a week. Lynn, hope you're out there doing good. They have everything. They've literally catered things to me, like things like Arctic Splash and Glass Bottle Cokes and Bachman Jacks, which is my favorite cheese curl, which is what I call cheese curl. Another conversation, but the Jacks are the best. And they've very actively been like, do you like that? Like, we will continue to get that for you if you want that. So I go in there looking for party mix, and there's none to be found. And I'm like, this is... pretty crazy. Like, I would have thought that they had the party mix here. And I actually like spoke up to Lynn and was like, hey, I'm wondering, like, do you guys still carry party mix? Like, it's the mix that, like, and I'm trying to like work my way through. It's like multiple tortillas and like a Cheeto in it, and like,
and the window, right?
And it totally cut me off and was like, absolutely, but we're sold out. We sell out of that probably before any other snack in here. And he literally like leaned in and was like, if you want party mix, you come on Wednesdays. The guy comes early on Wednesday to drop off the snacks, and if you want, you come on Wednesday and you'll have all the party mix that you want. He's like, but by Friday, There's no more party mix in this place. Like, we get a certain amount. We get a box of party mix, and those bags fly off the shelves. One of the number one snacks that I sell in my store, he said, which really
incredible
blew me away. When they have everything. They have all the snacks, all the Doritos and all of the things.
Yeah.
And to think that that is the number one item that he said in terms of, like, salty snacks that they get, they go right through
snacks
them
in a bag.
And then hot fries, which is another, like I was saying. Which
Andy Cap, and actually they just, now, I hate ranch. It's a conversation for another time, but I love fake ranch flavored salty snacks.
Oh, me too.
And they just released
ranch fries.
I saw them last time I was up Surfside, I got to go to a lovely place called Wawa. It's a Pennsylvania treat.
Oh, and, yeah, it's classic. I mean, I would almost say it's a Pennsylvania virus. It's showing up like Blockbusters did in the late 90s and is just shutting down everything in the area. It's like a defiler company. I mean, I love Wawa. I'm born and raised PA, yeah. But like, it literally is a spiritual energy that shows up on a corner and sucks the life force capital out of everything that's around it.
It's like the Symphony of Destruction, right? It's like he comes into town, he plays a song, all the children and the rats leave together, right?
Yeah.
It's all Wawa playing jukebox.
I witnessed it on my way here. Do this podcast, right, in our hometown. It's a nostalgic thing to come back into this area. And as I got off of the turnpike and I drive down one of the main streets of this town that we live in, I notice 3 or 4 closed gas stations.
Oh, yes.
Where I was literally like, wow, has it been that much since I've been here? Like, all of these closed down gas stations, and I work my way up the street till I get to a red light and then see a monolithic giant Wawa.
Is the sun the light?
That is right there. That was literally, it was almost seemed like a religious temple had showed up. And it was like the Order of the Templars are here to just wipe out any sort of gas and snack company in a 1 mile radius.
And they started serving hamburgers. So they're going for dinner, they're going for lunch, they're going for breakfast. It's a force. They know what they're doing. Certainly, Wawa territory tells you, tuck in your bloody chain.
Here's a sad thing, though. You cannot get party mix at Wawa.
The only one. It's only
Oots?
The one without the bloody window. So I feel like there's something to it. It's like you got the own, and it's, so I thought it was like a year round. Oots was easy to get.
Mm-hmm.
Some gasoline, right? At the local threat. And then Oots, and they had barrel, they had bag, which is weird because the bag is the only blind bag. It's the only one with no window. You can't see the snack. But then the barrel, which is like mostly naked territory. It's like wearing a bikini is a label. So I thought, no problem. My most recent visit to Topside, I go to Wawa, and I don't see any. And it seemed like, I guess they were doing it for like, usually early in the year here in America, the sporting events of like basketball and things is all in the springtime. And so it seemed like it was time with that. I then saw on some internet situation, they released what do they call it? Like a basketball mix? Like, ideally, they just change the shape of the pretzel wheel so it looked like a basketball with the threads.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. But it was the same bloody mix. And I thought, like, really, you're just shaping it up and changing a hair color and telling me I got a new wife.
Well,
that's not quite the same.
Party mix is kind of in the spirit of Bruce Lee, in which it's like almost like a liquid. It fills the container that it's in. It can be what you want it to be, as we're seeing here. Because even if there is 2 or 3 different types of tortilla or 1 or 2 different types of pretzel, the texture and taste is, I imagine, going to be very similar between all of these. Because when you have a Cheeto and a pretzel and a tortilla chip in your mouth at once, it is really an explosion of texture and flavor. You're having crispiness, you're having crunchiness, you're having like crackliness. Like, it's weird how you can have 3 different types of crunchy things.
All different crunches, right?
All different completely type of textural crunches in your mouth.
And seemingly everything is really just corn that's in here, except for the pretzel. It's just different shapes of corn, different extrusions.
Yes.
We add a little bit of cheese to the corn. Sometimes it's on the flat, sometimes it's on the curl, but it's all very similar. Now, I have a story to tell as well, and it was in sourcing these. We said we're only going to do an analog. The internet is for losers, despite the fact you're using it, and I appreciate it. You should use the internet more and listen to things. And I needed to find Bachmann's, right? I seen it online. Lovely bag, darker blue.
It is a lovely bag. It's one of my favorite.
Good-looking party mixes. I love, actually, the font is a bit... a bit more boisterous, right? Mm-hmm. They flare the bottoms of the letters, so Bachmann looks like they have good Christmas parties there. Since 1884, they've been whipping these things out. And I was on the hunt. Now, we had found hers, as that's not the hardest one to find, but it isn't everywhere. It's mm-hmm. truly not. And Keystone, I actually was donated from our gentleman, Tim. He found it at a Redner's Market.
Oh, okay.
But it isn't always there. He did also find other Keystone State things at Redner's, so it seems that unless you want to pretty much empty out a dollar at a time in a snack machine, you pretty much have to go to Redner's to get these child-sized pounders. And that's where you got the hot and zesty, which I would say, noticeably different flavor in the cheese items, and that's it. Everything else, standard plan. So I'm looking for Bachmann, and I cannot find it. I eventually found Martin's upstate in Quakertown at a farmer's market, so you really do have to stretch your legs a bit. And the Acme around the corner from where I go topside had the other signature select. I still don't know what the hell this not branded one just says party mix on it. As I said, Tim brought that as well, so he's just a man who can find things.
Yeah.
But that might have been a Redner's as well. So Bachmann's was in the view, and there's not too many bodegas as I'm not in the city anymore. So I go to a place. It's an old gas station without the gas. They have every silly snack like 2 weeks before it goes to market. So I found, if you look on the Instagram, apple pie Kit Kat.
Okay.
It was not good. They tried to do the chocolate on the outside was white chocolate, right? Just as a vehicle. They filled it with like Graham apple flavor on the outside. But see, apple pie has the apples on the inside, right?
Yeah.
So it was like a bad approach. And then all the crust on the inside kind of represented the texture. It's too sweet. Like it was like somebody squeezed an apple pie into an oil instead of just making something taste like apples and cinnamon. Like, and just making it.
Yeah, that type of mix matching with like the chocolate candies and like things that are inherently not chocolate at all is always sus to me.
It's super. And white chocolate's abused terribly in those applications because like, it just takes the flavor. It's not chocolate, friends.
Yeah,
I love it. But I know what it is, and I know what it's not.
Yeah, not chocolate.
It's just cream and sugar, which we all should love, if you can take it.
I love places like this gas station, this non-gas station that you were talking about that has these
just
items.
Lottery.
Like you, I was lucky enough to tour around the country multiple times, and usually you find them in like the middle of America, where there are these places like this in the Midwest that have these items like that we had never seen before, that like all pink Starburst, things like that,
yeah,
that like
right.
sometimes they make it to market and then you see it and you're like, whoa. And there was multiple times. It's just a weird, like what sort of testing is going on?
Right.
It's almost,
how did you get this? Like, is it the guy gives you the one promo box? Like, oh, we'll just see if it sells in the bodega. Or do you like, Baig is like the launch location where you're like, can I get the snacks first and see how
I like
they go?
To think that it's more spiritual than that. I think that there is some sort of evil snack overlord, and these places are like hell mouths that have underground layers that go deep into hell where there's some sort of creature going, yes, eat bad food, like, clog your arteries.
They'll never find it.
They'll never find it. Try it in Ohio. They'll love it.
Like, in the Great Plains, it'll make your toes curl just like a cheetah.
Right. And we do, just as, you know, ugly ducklings like we are, go walk into a place like that and go, oh, it's all pink Starburst. I love that. Like, oh, look at this, Jem.
Oh, we're going to get corn these. In six different shapes. I love it.
Right, yeah. And we just like they know that we will, we consume. And if we consume at a high enough level, then they pipeline it out to the coasts.
Right. And so right in the test market.
Yes.
And so I felt like this was the case because this bodega also had, for the first time I've seen them, and now I've seen them come to market. So I was like, I don't know, I guess it's like a three-month tether between the two. What are they? The Reese's Cups, right? Peanut butter and chocolate. And they were half and half lateral. So the top of it, like a toupee, was white chocolate. And the bottom was regular milk chocolate, I guess.
Oh,
or
gosh.
Maybe dark chocolate.
White and okay.
Yeah, on the sliver. And then it's just peanut butter in the middle. And I just thought, like, I'm seeing the apple pie. Kit Kat and this together. And I thought, are these really old? Or are they really new? Because it could go either way with those kind of snacks, right? Like, are these left over from years previous? Like somebody from the war came and delivered them to you? However, the only snack I got that was of that, like, it shouldn't be, and it was good, not initially, right, like cigarettes, but you can kind of figure out what's good about it. It was M&M's, classic.
Good start.
Key lime pie, flavored M&M's. Now, I know. I know, the apple pie comes right back, and I was like, why am I doing this again?
Key lime.
The green bag, and I was hoping for something else. White chocolate, once again. But what it actually tasted like was a Skittle with white chocolate instead of like the hard Skittle thing, which was actually like a lemon with it's, I can't complain, but I cannot audibly explain because I ate one and I was like, I don't know about that. There might not be the right chemicals in my brain to make that taste good. And then like 2 days later, the folded bag is there near the monitor. I'm getting a little peckish at night. Two more in and I was like, wait, it kind of has like a bit of a like candy sugar versus candy chocolate. And as soon as I flipped that switch, it was like, it just tastes like lime. Like just lime with a little creaminess. There was no like crust or graham or anything that makes it interesting. Again, I don't believe I'll repeat that mistake. Yeah. But it was like, you know, on the bottom of the bin was the apple pie Kit Kat with one bite. And the other bag was a bag that was empty. So I consider that at least more successful.
It sounds like something that I would need to actually try to even believe exists.
It seems
like it's like, oh no, in this culture we eat fried cockroaches and they're delicious. And it's like, no, no, you don't do that. And they're like, have one. And you're like, this is absolutely actually pretty good. This is what you guys eat. And they're like, yeah, we have a whole basket here. Dig in. And then like before you know it, you're eating like grasshoppers and like
right. stuff like that. Out of the ground. Yeah, and you're oh, just a grub. What do you mean?
It's great.
Little red pepper, little black pepper, it's good.
Yeah.
I did have crickets. A woman brought in. She's Louisiana woman, so apparently they get into the insect world. Salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar cricket. I had a candied cricket.
Oh, okay.
I also had a live stink bug in my day. That was more of a
purposeful.
It was on my birthday.
A test of will.
It was almost a little bit more of a weird flex. It was 10 years ago or so. I was in my mid-20s, and there were two people at my birthday party arguing over eating a stink bug, and like, I'll do it. You can't do it. I'll do it. And I literally swooped in there. I grabbed the stink bug. I put some Frank's Hot on it, and I chucked it down.
Very nice. Very nice. I mean, I cranked 6 donuts earlier just to see if I could make it to 12, and there's no bloody way with the yeasty donuts I've chosen. I mean, 6 was... I still feel it right now. And speaking of things we're about to feel, the party mix is in view. So there's Bachman's, right? I asked the gentleman, where's your party mix? And he happens to have just as much opinion as your friend Lynn. Now, he's a second language man, but that's fine because we can communicate through party mix. And he says, back corner, they have your number one favorite, hers.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this Bachman's there as well. So I go up to the front with one each in tow and say, my fine gent, you know, I've been looking for this for ages. Very excited. I think I texted you right away. Yeah, it was like, oh my God, I found it in the wild. Like, I cannot believe it. I didn't even have to order it from some bloody forest like the Amazon. And he says, oh, my friend, I believe Bachman's is the best. Doesn't even acknowledge it. I was like, you have the thing I was looking for. He's like, yeah, well, Bachman's is the best. I was like, okay. You'd already told me your story weeks previous. And I was like, they really do have like amazingly acute opinions of these things. So why would you so boldly claim that Bachman's is the best at this early stage? And he's like, my friend, it has a true cheese flavor. And that's what's going to seal the deal. Everybody else tries. But Bachman's is the truth. And that's the only reason why I say their actual, not the cheese curls as they're all the right color of crazy orange, but the actual triangles look of the highest quality coming out of Bachman's. So I was excited. I blew up everybody's phone. And now we're here in front of these 9 selections due to your friend Lynn, my buddy down at the Lottery Bodega.
Right.
Really, the contributions are always on the small scale because these boys have a direct line to the mouthscape of hell. Now, we're in Subterranea, so we're only a couple layers above the Earth's crust right now.
That's right.
Ideally, I guess when it gets hot, you get the party mix. So, Mr. Money, I'm going to let you choose exactly which one we're going to judge first.
Well, since we've said that, let's...
Journey to the unknown or the familiar?
I'm going to say, you know what? Since you've picked it up, let's go with the unnamed star bag. We'll start calling this star party mix.
Right, pink star.
Because there's pink stars all over the bag.
I think that's a vuvuzela.
Yeah, yes. And I've never seen or heard or have any association with this.
Okay. We do have a name, right? It didn't take very long. We just had to read a couple of lines on the back. But this is one that I've actually, online, they don't actually name it. But once again, my friends, we're going to go through this bag at a time. Where is this made? York, Pennsylvania. It is Bickles Snack Foods Incorporated on Quarry Road, an unnamed party mix, but now we have a name. It seems it's the Bickle Star Party Mix.
Yeah, this is...
everybody's PA, right?
Yeah. Every single one, even one
every
of these...
bloody one. And it's funny because there's really no information on Party Mix. I've searched it. I've got Google Alerts on it.
Oh, wait a second.
What's that?
Hang on.
The subsidiaries, technically.
Right. Utz and Bachmann are subsidiaries of each other, or one is a subsidiary of the other. I'm wondering, and Utz is the only non-gated front. We do not get to see what it is.
It is a picture of what it's supposed to look like.
I'm going to bet that Utz and Bachmann are the same.
They should very well be.
I'm going to say that Utz and Bachmann are going to be the exact same. Let's tear into this mystery one first.
The red pickle.
I am...
first open.
This
smells
is
like...
dubious.
Stale party mix.
Yeah, but it doesn't exist in any other form besides stale.
It does not. Now, if you like, placemat for you, sir.
Oh, I will take a placemat.
I've got a placemat for myself. We're not children, but it feels that way with this many snacks on the table.
That is very true. Okay, so what I'm doing right now, and it's the way that I typically like to eat party mix, is I'm trying to get one of everything.
Oh, an amuse-bouche, as they say in food.
Eating everyone at once. And see, this definitely... see, that's three. That's clearly three different types.
Three different types of corn,
of tortilla,
right?
In this one. And I have my Cheeto. I have my three different types of...
looking good, looking good.
Three different types of tortilla. There's only one type of pretzel I saw in there.
There is only one.
And the Cheeto looks great.
So let me say this at least. I believe you're mental, my friend, because I will give it a tasting in the way that I was raised. Eating one food... it doesn't look great, I'm going to be honest, because if somebody actually serves you a real plate of food, you know, carbohydrate, vegetable, meat, I literally will just eliminate one at a time, rarely mixing. And I'm a mixed individual, so perhaps there's something deeper inside of me that's wrong. But I prefer to lay them all out, dressed and dressed, and then, much like a Caesar, picking the exact one that will not survive the moment, until I finally get down. And oftentimes, I start with what I like best. But this time, I'm going to start with what I believe will taste worst. Or at least the least flavorful. And yeah, there is quite a bit of... let me get it. A triangle chip. A coated square. And a naked square. So yeah.
Yeah, that's clearly a coated and a naked square, right?
Yeah, so. And it doesn't even... it's... that looks like barbecue versus nacho, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it says it is a barbecue corn chip. It doesn't say BBQ. It does actually spell out bar.
It does.
Instead of the whole word, like barbecue as it is. So, give yourself your amuse-bouche. I'm going to just pick and pant as I do.
Everything at once.
I think I'd like the pretzel the least. Oh, that lovely crunch.
Hmm.
You know, the pretzel's rather dry. I'm going to say nothing right home about.
Right.
There is no buttery flavor. No outside. It's just a dry pretzel. I give it really low scores on the pretzel so far. Now, how's your amuse-bouche, your perfect bite, as they call it?
I'm going to say, which I usually think about these party mixes, mainly because the one that I love the best, hers, I mean, it's what I love the best going into this. Right. We're going to see if my opinion changes. The plain tortilla chip does nothing. It does nothing for me. It does not add... It's nothing gained by having just a plain tortilla chip in there when you already have a nacho cheese one and a barbecue one. So when I just had my little party mix salad there, what was bringing down the entire taste was a very clearly plain tortilla taste.
It doesn't contribute at all to the team.
Right. Whereas everything else is coming in with a very distinct... now, you just perked up. Which one was that you just had that made you perk up?
Okay, now that was surprising because... I started off with the pretzel, which is nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard. Looks dry. Yeah. I then went to the plain corn chip as it is boring, and I have nothing else to say. The barbecue chip was nice. It wasn't very prominent, you know, mid-grade. But I had a triangle, the nacho chip, and it honestly looked... You all right there? You have to mix in your party, don't you? I've got you on the side if you need a bit of relief. And what I've noticed about the nacho one is a lot of flavor, but it was a rather naked-looking chip.
Yes.
And so for me, I was a lot more cheese than I was prepared for. But to end it all, we have... Oh, I do not like that.
What was that?
That was the cheese. The cheese curl.
The cheese curl was not good.
No. That's a bad flavor. Ooh.
It's a shame because it looks really promising.
I would say top marks, absolute for the nacho triangle. But everything else, mid-grade or worse. Pickles. Zinn Quarry Road, York, Pennsylvania. Low scores to start the day.
Yeah, but I want to look that company up. Do they make anything else?
Right. Do they make these individually? Because I wonder sometimes, is the mingling the problem or is it something greater? So that's the first one off, Bickles.
Oh, sorry about that, everyone. I had something go down the wrong pipe there.
Oh, it's bound to happen when we're eating 9 things at a time, right?
Right, exactly. Great start.
It's true, it's true. So Bickles, low scores. How'd you feel? You said blandish, right?
Yeah, I would say that I liked the nacho chip, and I didn't hate the pretzel. The pretzel functioned as a pretzel to me, as they do, kind of grounding the whole mix. But the really good-looking Cheeto was actually not tasty, and the plain tortilla chip was absolutely redundant.
Waste of time. Now, for the second one we add to the list, we're going to go up from pretty much the ones we've heard of, Golden Gourmet, once again. Oh, no.
What do we have?
We figured it out. Manufactured by Bloody Bickle.
Oh, really?
We found our first double brand. So this, it's a dark blue, but not the same one, naturally, artificially flavored. This is in a barrel, and it says Bickle Snack Foods, York, PA. And if you look actually at the barbecue chip, it does look like it's the same red seasoning.
And there's the same plain.
Horrible waste of space.
Yeah, that same.
Now, it's funny because the gentleman who gave me this bag said he tried the barrel that I got him of that, and he said it was still good. And he liked it quite a bit, but, you know, you can't always be right. So we got 2 Bickles, technically. Now we're down to 1. Only 8 technical on the table.
So we're not even going to try that. We're going
to
say that.
I'm going to pop it just to see because now we actually get to do our first test of barrel versus bag.
Yeah.
I didn't even think we were going to get to do this, actually.
Yeah, and it's looking like
this is like the best mistake I've made in a long time. Lord knows the amount of children I could have had.
See, this is part of the weird...
Now, you know where I found this?
Where?
It's a place called Ollie's Bargain Discount Store.
Yeah.
So this is legit me like new old stock.
Yeah, this is definitely, if we were questioning of whether or not this stuff was old before you had it, definitely if it ends up at Ollie's, I mean, you can
get... A nacho is not good.
Both a barrel of reconstituted party mix and 300 square feet of old Pergo flooring.
Yeah. And a child school Ollie's, bag.
And a child school bag. You can get anything. Yeah, I'm going to be actually
try
a little
picky about
this.
You didn't like the
this.
Most. Yeah, I just tried the curl because I thought, and it's not.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's brutal, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not a fan
now,
of that.
Now, part of me, this makes me feel like...
Maybe the barrel's
it's
to blame.
It's the barrel.
Because it has like a... It has a... It's not stale like a snack that's been left out. It's stale like a snack that's been left in something plastic.
Yes. And just like I thought, the first...
Really? You're coming up all space first, today, Mr. Money.
First hard plastic thing we had, and it didn't taste good. I think that it totally infects the flavors of our foods. We like to just look the other way when we go and buy a plastic bottled Dr. Pepper and be like, no, it's fine. Never fine to me. I always prefer glass, aluminum.
Something that's not going to be porous in that way.
Yes. Absolutely.
That actually made me quite upset, Ben. I'm not going to lie to you. Right
no,
now.
No, that was, I can't believe I almost coughed up a lung right before I had that, because now that is like absolutely going to, I almost feel like whatever we have next is by default going to taste better.
All right, I'm not going to say I'm proud of this because the red the red on these corn chips looks suspicious. Dare I say, we could have a third Bickler on the table.
Oh.
I'm going to be honest. So this is, if you can, out of the original bag, can you remove a pretzel and a barbecue chip?
Absolutely.
And I'm going to crack open this barrel. This is the Signature Select Acme Brand.
Now, does that say it's from Bickle?
No, not at all. This makes no claim in Pennsylvania. It is the only one that says it is distributed by Better Living Brands Limited Liability out of Pleasanton, California, but it's just a P.O. box. So the company that sends it is in California, mm-hmm. but as they say, it's often made in P.A. and shipped around the planet. Now, you've got those, sir. Please tell me, are those not similar, if not the same?
Let me pick out from these here.
So the pretzel he's analyzing right now is stretched a bit upwards. So it's kind of like the screaming face painting.
Right. And the exact same dimensions.
Which is very hard to do.
So far, yeah. So as of right now, I'm looking from these two separate things, two completely identical styles of midgy pretzels.
Right.
And two totally square, looks like 1-inch by 1-inch corn chip.
Now, because I was impressed with the rounds, I'm going to, or the, not the rounds, the triangles, I'm going to try that, because if it was good nacho flavor there, I think we might have a crossover.
No. That doesn't taste the same, but I'm not sure. I think this might be just the barrels were bad. There's nothing about that that I enjoy at all.
The barrels...
Pardon me.
You're actually spitting out.
That is terrible.
Like
I said, these things are stale, but this isn't stale, my friends. This is wrong.
Yeah, it's almost like
no, never.
Yeah, what is that called when a beer stays out?
A skunked.
Yeah, it's like a skunked beer.
Skunked snack.
It's a skunked party snack right there. You got to keep it out of sunlight.
Oh my. Yeah, the barrels are not very good right now.
No.
The bag was definitely better than the barrels.
Yeah, and it is definitely that barrel. I would say that seemed like they were the same, though, to me.
At one point, right?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I feel like that's three types that are the same.
And, you know, I would say it has to make sense. Because in a way, if this is the way they bag Bickles, right? And then we already know they sold in the Golden Gate. So right. We know they're already in that game.
Yeah, it seems like they're in, you know, they're not in it for the fame. They're not like the Keystone where Captain Keystone
top, right?
is like, I created the patent and I'm the king
Me
of
and
party
the bro mates. Team.
They're literally like, we're just making it for whoever wants to do it. Like, they're like a ghostwriter, almost,
oh,
if you will.
Right, yeah, Steve Vai.
They are literally, just like, we make it, you put your name on it. That's fine.
I'll join your country, I'll get you the gold medals, no worries. But a bag definitely in the front now. Speaking of that crossover, the gentleman, Keystone State Gestapo,
mm-hmm.
had actually said that that's what his company does. They have a supplier, I believe it's called Office Basics. It's like Office Max, but they deliver it to you. And he said that Keystone State makes their party mix. That's why I did not go looking even further. I was like, oh, I believe at this point we're at the game where they just change the name, but it's the same game.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of, strangely enough, just happened to err on the side of three things that look very similar. Which brings us now, we've only tried one party mix so far, so let's crack into one we know is legitimately made from a different purveyor, as Bickle seems to hit us three times over. Your selection, Mr. Money, what would you like to taste next?
Let's go for this Utz. Let's do
this Utz. Utz is, that's the blind one, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd like to see that and then go right into the Bachmann, because I feel like we're going to run into our second mega company that's giving us multiple of the same product.
Oh, well, this is unique. Okay, so we've been talking corn chips for a while, and let me just tell you that this actually has Frito-Lays in them.
Which I prefer.
Versus just the regular corn chip that we dealt with. This is also using a pretzel wheel. a much girthier Cheeto. And what we got? A semi-plain round. Oh.
Fire.
Complete and utter fire on the cheese front. All right, I believe that's one of each. To you, Mr. Money.
Right on. Oh, yeah.
This, as I say, I like to pick mine individually, so I'm going to try the Cheeto first. And it looks like it is barbecue flavored.
The Frito. You're okay.
Oh, yeah. That is good. Yeah. That's where it's at.
So I've got this, I've got that.
I just the nacho round is next. It's nothing to write home about, but that's certainly a good chip.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, I don't think there's another one of those plain rounds in here. This is something that I would definitely give a C- to.
As far as the balance?
In terms of balance and condition of bag. Now, granted, if you had this for a long time, you could have ended up crushing this down, but it looks like a lot of broken items inside this bag. We're not getting nice, big, huge rounds.
Yeah, not complete.
The triangle nacho.
Which I'm not going to complain about the fact, though, that I can't find another plain tortilla, as I've also, you know, already mentioned. It is my least favorite in the party mix, but
that pretzel is phenomenal. And you wouldn't think you could really write home about pretzels, you know? But it gives you what you want. I'm really liking Utz right now, I'll be honest with you.
So far, any of these other ones that we've been eating, don't even...
No, they're not even real, as far as any flavors.
We're starting to get into the world of why I came in here saying that I adore Party Mix.
Yes.
And then we started with all of these weird companies that are like subsidiaries of others. And
get out.
Weird, deep Pennsylvania companies. None of them I would ever spend the time of day on. But we finally just got to this Utz, and every ingredient's phenomenal.
Every single one. Now, what would you say is your favorite, if you could pick one?
I think... Well, as we've already established, though, we do this differently. I kind of think it's psychotic to get Party Mix and to not eat them together.
It's already mixed in the bloody bag, Ben.
Exactly. It's mixed for you to grab blindly like a grizzly bear and toss into your gullet and chomp that down and go, wow, that was a pretzel. Wow, that was a Cheeto. But I'm going to say specifically what stands out. If you were to like gun to someone's head and make them eliminate ingredients, the three that are the perfect trifecto is that barbecue Frito,
fucking
the pretzel, and that Cheeto. Those three are absolutely top notch. That is the trifecta of explosion in my mouth. I love it.
I did not expect the pretzel to be as good as it was. It was
amazing. It was crispy, amazing. Salty.
And there's no question as to why it seems that Bachmann's, who really does run the pretzel division for Utz, really is doing a job. That's why they can literally sell the pretzels on their own. And nobody else in this entire thing even tries. I don't think hers has pretzels at all.
No, they have pretzels. They're not
the ones that they use in this bag, are they?
No, I don't think they are.
Yeah, like this is the design for the mix.
Yeah.
So I give Utz a high rank. Right now it's the best we've tried. Certainly it's the first legitimate
one. It's the first legitimate one that we've tried.
So I'm going to say let's go back-to-back with Bachmann since it's the subsidiary and see, is it the same? Now, based on the way these nachos look, I'm going to say it's a tight game.
It is.
They both use rounds, right? But this bag has been underprivileged, I'll get, not so beat up.
Ooh, that Cheeto looks good.
But I'm going to tell you, I'm not sure that's the same Frito.
No, it doesn't. I mean, the it's the same deeper style, but yeah, they didn't.
It was like, maybe it's getting closer. Let me get what. Pretzel wheel, and what have we got? Naked. There's one more. All right, and there's the weird round that's semi-flavored.
Mm-hmm.
There you are with Bachmann, and I'm gonna go pretzel first because we'll see if it's as good as the original.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit staler, but that just might be bag to bag. I wonder though, is this Utz really flexing on the idea that maybe you don't need a window to keep things fresh? Because this Utz bag is one of the oldest ones I have.
That Utz bag was one of the oldest ones out of this pile?
Flippin-lutely.
Which is crazy, because it was definitely the most tasty. And I just popped a little pretzel in my mouth when you made that comment. And I have to say that you're right.
It wasn't
nearly as good, even though get some of.
Oh. Oh, that is not the same Frito at all. It's sweet.
Yeah, you know, I have to say that I'm not impressed by this one.
You're coming up spades today, man. I thought this one might be worthwhile. Right, so for those of you out there, since it's not a visual podcast for obvious reasons, have you ever tried to give your dog like a pickle? And it makes a face at you like, not only am I offended, but I'm offended at the gesture, not just the execution. Well, Mr. Money wants to withdraw.
I just made that.
His recent deposit. And I feel like
I'm
agree with him.
I'm trying to see if there's a date on this, because I'm also
wondering.
Oh, they're
all about the same level of...
Yeah, I mean, that's not old enough to say...
This is April.
Yeah.
That one's February.
Yeah, this one's
It's all
February.
The same, like,
yeah.
6 months.
Yeah, it's all within that time.
But yeah, this is incredible.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say that I don't think it's either...
Now, he said this had a true cheese flavor.
The Bachmann one.
That was that
gentleman's
I didn't
think
claim.
It did.
I'm going to agree with you.
Like, it's...
That's like the least true cheese.
Right.
It's very muted. It's just salty.
Doesn't hold a candle to the Utz.
Nope.
It makes me wonder if... But it looks like the ingredients are the same to me, but everything looks weaker flavored in this bag.
The biggest difference was those Fritos.
The Fritos, it looks like it's the same exact shape as the other Fritos, but it has about a quarter of the seasoning on it. Same goes with that tortilla chip and the Cheetos. I feel like it's just a lightly seasoned bag, and that's a real downside for Party Mix, because we're already dealing with, like you said, like they're almost stale before they go in the bag, but that doesn't affect it usually.
Like
it has a good...
That was lovely.
Absolutely lovely. And the explosion of flavors does everything. So if you take all of these things, like we've already said, are essentially just reconstituted corn over and over in four or five different ways, when you don't have those robust barbecue and cheese flavors, it kind of feels like a really bland party in your mouth. It's an uncool party to be at. It seems like, okay, we got a bunch of things together. Yeah.
That was probably the biggest letdown, not because it was the worst flavor. We've experienced those, I hope.
Yeah.
But because it looked like it would not, like they gave a shit when they made this bag, but something has happened. It is a bit stale, but again, we expect that.
Yeah.
It's not responsible.
No.
It's not responsible for this lack of flavor. So I'm throwing the bags on the floor that have not passed really quite the test. And Utz, in its strange purple lacking window, is up. Now, I'm going to make the call for the next one, Mr. Money.
What do we got?
We're going to go for goods.
Yeah.
Because I think it's anything but. Now, I've not had this, but we have two bags, which means if it is good, you could take one back to the surface with you.
Yeah, I'm actually weirdly hopeful about this one.
Now, the strange thing about goods and why I have very little confidence in their attempt is because I've had their potato chips.
Oh, no. And I've never had anything from this company.
It's one. And now, it's not a bodega, but if a bodega made sandwiches, then it's a bodega. The Village Delicatessen in, I believe it's in Glenside, Pennsylvania. Lovely sandwiches. And they stock some weird things, like... A conversation you may have us here later, because we've texted it to each other, was hers, who we'll eat soon, did a mixture of the chips, and this is where I found them. The barbecue, salt and vinegar, and stuff like that.
Now,
but Goods looks like it doesn't have any seasoning. It's got a big
window. I'm a bit bummed it that looks the big tortilla, the triangular Dorito style, it seems very bland, but the barbecue square chip looks very flavorful. All right, I think I have all the mains here.
All right, yeah. I mean, the chips are large and unbroken, but it doesn't impress.
All right, I'm
the
gonna
eyes
go,
very much.
Go for the whole shebang here.
All right. Wow. You know what? Actually, I noticed. Do you see any cheese curls in that window? There's like none. Good, scrimping on the cheese. You look unimpressed, sir.
Yeah.
The pretzels look well developed.
I actually am weirdly impressed with that.
Are you really?
For it being some company that I've never heard of in my life and definitely looks like a bottom shelf company. It's literally called, when you're calling your company Goods or Greats.
Ralph Good, apparently. Adamstown, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
But another one, 717, that's York County.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure all of these, like Nottingham and this, they're all very neighboring, aren't they?
It's within pretty much an hour to 2 hours of Philadelphia.
Of it, yeah.
It's all this corner. Oh! Oh!
What'd you start with?
The nacho triangle on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And there was flavor.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look like there's anything.
No.
But it's like finding what's in a desert. You're just really impressed. Also, low expectations.
Yeah. I think going into this one with low expectations after tasting those first three from the Bickle Dynamo or whatever.
I kind of like that pretzel. It's not Utz level. But that is nothing I would spit out like I had to. Okay.
No, I'm going to say as of now, like, yeah, you give that Cheeto a bop, right? Yeah. So the Cheetos pop, I'm going to put this as second place right now. I'm going to say with what we've tried, it's been Utz and then Goods. And I don't think I'll ever get any of the other kinds again.
Let me tell you right now, this might be the oldest one.
Really? Because it tastes totally fresh. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
So that's impressive. And this window is massive. It's even got a window in the back.
It does.
It's so full. Big. And nobody, I don't think anyone has the balls to attempt putting a window in the back.
No.
Oh, she's ready for the wedding, my friend.
Yeah, she's very, very
exposed.
So let me
see the barbecue chip. Yo, this is...
Not bad. That's what I'm saying. Goods is good.
They must not communicate between the party mix division and the potato chip division because none of this exists in the bags of potato chips. Like weak, genetically inferior potatoes are used.
Oh, really?
They're screaming for their lives. They want to go home. But that was the most flavor I've had. That's the best barbecue chip so far. Like the barbecue flat.
Yeah.
Utz rules the Frito market, no doubt. That has some spice.
Yeah.
That's okay, you're staying on the table, Goods.
Yeah. Goods stays on the table as far as I'm concerned.
Wow.
That's definitely an
I can't
Utz
believe that
Goods.
Bachman's is underneath of Goods.
I don't know if that was a Bonk Bachman's bag or what.
I'll tell you the tough thing with Bachman's especially. I've never seen it since.
Yeah.
Only that one day in that one, but I've went back, right? Because that's where I found those M&Ms. And I went whoop, right around where the hers usually are, and I see that bag of hers came from that very same spot on the very same day. And that's how I know, because they're the same age.
Right.
So if we try the hers and it's bunker, well, we could say it's a delivery.
Yeah.
But I, like you, feel hers has a strong game ahead of itself.
Yeah.
I think it's going to place nicely today on the rankings.
Absolutely.
Holy, I'm really surprised at that, because I'm going to be honest with you. There's still flavor mouth left over, and it's been minutes, might I even
yes.
say.
Yes. Are so we going to do her? Part of me wants to get this other plastic barrel out of the way because I have
agree.
A feeling that even if it's good, it's not going to be good because of this barrel. But it is Martin's. And Martin's is known as more of a swankier end of things, in my opinion.
They're
Martin's
known for the
chips,
kettle cooked, right?
Yes, right. In terms of chips, like
they
the
were
Martin's
really,
chips.
The original kettle cooked, would you say?
At least in Pennsylvania.
Because I've never seen a regular bag of Martin's, really. I've just white bag, kettle cooked, sour cream, whatever.
Yeah,
all the flavors,
they were right? the ones, they were the first to at least pop up in this state, which I do feel like is the capital of junk food. Like a lot of this stuff comes out of Pennsylvania, which would make sense as to there's so much salty snacks coming out of Pennsylvania that they've actually created a snack that is multiple of them put together. They're drowning in these ingredients to the point where they're like, let's bang them all together and get them out the door.
Fill it up to your eyeballs. Now, Martin's also, much like Goods, looks rather naked.
Totally naked tortillas.
But with how Goods impressed me, honestly, I can't even say that visual means anything anymore.
That is very true.
Now, the thing is, if this barrel is terrible, I know that I can find it in a bag at the same place. So I would perform that later so you can all expect it in case you're curious to see if Martin...
I think this is it. I think it's a 4-ingredient. We have 2 types of tortilla. We have the barbecue chip, and it looks like a plain, in my opinion, or very under-seasoned triangle Dorito.
Oh, like the nacho?
Then a Cheeto and a pretzel. I'm pretty sure it's a 4-ingredient mix. And I am going to...
And so this is, you know, to make sure that we're not dealing with the Bickle situation. Manufactured. Oh, here's interesting. 4 Martin's potato chips. Thomasville, Pennsylvania. So it's a different town, so we know we're not tasting goods again. Let me get this goods out of my way and try Martin's. Now, you did the one big bite, and what do you feel so far, Mr. Money?
Skunked. It's
the barrel.
The barrel is skunk in these things, I'm telling you. I do not like the barrel.
Oh, my. You can smell it. Should I?
I mean, you got to. You better. I just ate them all at once. You better get out of this. I mean, 1,400 calories of friggin' party mix here, and you're trying to back out before I even swallow. You go down with the ship, Cutthroat Island style.
Well, can you put a lid on
Rennie
that?
Rennie Harlan has got no career after this.
It smells like we're selling tires today.
It absolutely.
Party mix. Right, yeah. Now, as we said, very naked look to it. I'm going to go with the triangle round first, just because you just got to get through it.
It's going to be hard. You have to do every one. And that's where the upside of eating them all at once is.
I'm going to adopt your technique for this challenge.
You have to. You got to put them all on at once. This is absolutely...
Okay, so from this point forward, as a life lesson, and I've had things out of a barrel that are okay, but it's
cheese singular. Balls out cheese of balls. A barrel, pretzel sticks out of a barrel. We're talking; those are good barrel items. Like,
I'm looking in your eyes, Mr. Money, and you can see the water in because I don't want to do this, but we're committed to the cause.
You're darn right.
You don't get this job for not eating.
You better eat that. Stop talking and eat it, because if you don't, I'm going to put mayo in your mouth.
No.
It's absolutely atrocious, right? The type of...
On your breath.
It has the worst aftertaste as well, like in terms of after it's done. You're spitting out. You can't even... Oh, okay, good. You're just getting some water to get it down. Yeah, this is actual, like, damaging. Like, I wonder if that is unsafe for us. And it's not even like it's out of date. It's just... I don't know. It seems like it's something with this plastic.
Every single plastic one has tasted equally as bad. Like, slight differences in texture.
Yeah.
In olfactory sensibility. But every single one has this funk of storage.
Yeah.
Like.
Absolutely.
So wretched that even if I was like, I don't like that individual down there. I want to do him harm. This would be like the Geneva Convention designs things, which says this is inhumane. To practice on others. And so, Martin, it may be no fault of your own. I will give you a second shot. I will find you in a bag if and when we will revisit this, Mr. Yeah. Money. Because hopefully it will give them a fair shot, because there is no victory in a barrel as far as party mix is concerned. Maybe you can do it with a single one, but that was bloody wretched. I mean, hell's horses.
Yeah, that was bad, man. These plastic barrels are... better served for the barrel than the actual item.
It looks like you want it to the floor with the...
Yeah, bloody. Get that out of my face. So, and that's what I thought was going to happen, and I wanted to end on a high note, which is now to put hers...
There's a reason why we've done this.
Last.
Now, Keystone's still in view.
Oh, we still
so,
have Keystone.
And I know you've already done this.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I know your opinion.
So Keystone, Utz, and hers are the ones that have been in my circle for most of the time. And it's always typically been, if I can't get hers, the other ones that, like, it's literally changes from, like, bodega to bodega on right. my block. The one Lynn's that I go to the most has hers and carries hers. The one block away, mm-hmm. called Andrew, has Keystone.
Okay, right on.
And it's just however their suppliers are, like they have essentially the same items in their little tiny corner stores.
But they're all just variety.
But it's just slightly different. Like they do Keystone. So I usually always go for the hers.
But we'll start with... So I have a smaller bag if you want to try it. But I mean, I don't think
of
it
what? The Keystone?
The Keystone, yeah. There's an ounce and a half of there, or the 28-ounce bag over here.
What is the fresher of the two? Are they both same time?
About the same time, but that one's been in a machine.
That
versus
one has
this
been
one being
machine.
In a market.
All right, let's go for the big guy here then. If you don't
I think
mind.
So.
We're
I think
gonna
so.
Go for the big man. Now, this thing is heavy.
It is this a baby. Is
actually, you weren't. I mean, it's the size of a baby, yeah. But
It's longer than your forearms.
Yes, it feels like there's weight to this. If you were coming home from the store with this and someone tried to mug you, like, you could just overhand hammer shot someone out of the bag with this and really do damage to them.
If you use it in a pillow fight, you would be technically loading the bat.
And now it's important to note that the Keystone, as we've said before, they claim to have invented it. Exactly. These are
the original at the bottom, and nobody else even tries to make claims.
But now,
and it's a question I have, because this man claimed it in an article, I believe, that was published December 20th, or no, potentially even December 31st of 2020. The first time I've ever seen Party Mix editorialized was a girl from New York City, still from New York City, and she wrote about this gentleman and his claims to fame. But she said, much like yourself, Mr. Money, that her curiosity was based on the fact that her bodegas had many brands, but they all seemed like they were curiously the same ingredients. And she's like, why do they have like Mr. New York Chip and all these things that I've never heard of? Because they've crossed the border and they've changed the names to smuggle. And then she was like, I realized most of them are made by Keystone. And then other ones is like Utz. And then she started to go, it's just crazy. Why does it only come out of Pennsylvania? Now, of course, having been in PA as long as we have, it's no surprise. PA is quite a nice place you don't even know about. Yeah. Penn's Woods, my friend.
And it's old.
It's one of the oldest.
That's why we have all the factories. Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it was already established here while people were still, like, dying in the mountains on their way to California. There are people in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia was here. Yeah, like, and people were braving it in the Rockies trying to find gold.
So this is our final round of comparisons. We have our last two on the table. Now, the only survivors so far for the wrap-up were Goods in current second place and Utz in the very top spot. We have two to go, Keystone and then hers to finalize it. And everybody else isn't even going to rank, my friends. So it's really a four-way flavor, but I will bring Martin's back to see. It looks like Mr. Money's about to do his perfect bite. And I'm going to search for the last two items. Now, I like Keystone. It's the native one. I wish I had some hot and zesty for you, so potentially if Martin's comes back, I'll zest you, because it is better than the regular. But only the round and the cheese curl are actually different. Everything else is exactly the same.
Mm.
So they are the zesty parts.
So
I'll tell you right away if this is beyond stale.
No, it's
normal, probably.
It's not beyond the other staleness. That's exactly
how it comes every time.
Right. That's as far as I'm concerned, as fresh as a Keystone bag gets. Now, I controversially will say that one of my favorite parts of the Keystone is the Cheeto. I'm not a huge fan of the tortillas. The tortillas seem a little cardboardy to me. They seem a little underflavored and a little less fresh. I'm also not a super fan of the pretzel that's in it, but I love the pretzel stick. The small pretzel stick is one of my favorite applications of the pretzel, which the only company now that I've ever known to release these sticks like this are Bachmann's.
In the Bachmann's pretzel line, right?
In the little tiny, it was like a thing you would get in elementary school, a little tiny yellow box with like plastic on it that was filled with these little micro pretzel sticks is what I would equate it to.
Yeah, right on. Okay.
But that definitely places to me. I almost want to say that that's like right there with Goods.
I'm going
to
put that same, I think I'm with you on that. Keep going though.
Just that is, I feel like right now we still have a first place, which is Utz, and I couldn't really say if Goods or Keystone, if one is better than the other. If I'm gun to my head, I'm going to say Goods is slightly better. But but other than that, I think that, like you were saying before, we're in the real thick of it now. These are the real.
This is the way it gets tight on this the school call.
Right. Like we're in actual pure party mix territory. There's none of these like weird fringy ones that we've never heard Bickles, of that are like weird. Yeah,
need to
like
shut
these are all down. Competitors.
Okay, so the last two that we're trying, Keystone and hers, are the only 6-ingredient party mixes because they both represent the pretzel category in round or midgy, I should say, and in pretzel stick. Now I agree with you. The pretzel stick is what puts it in front of Goods by only like an inch of a margin.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't feel as detrimental about the corn chips and nachos in the Keystone. Keystone, to me, the pretzel sticks are superior, but the pretzel midgies, they pulverize too quickly.
Yes.
Like they didn't have any like moisture in them. They're too dry. I do like the cheese, the nacho cheese. I'd say nobody right now is coming out with the best cheese curd. They're kind of all equal to some extent. But the thing I like about Keystone, the thing I think it does better than everybody else so far, is the rounds.
The round.
The rounds I like. The other I can take or leave, because I think Good's had a better barbecue chip, like the barbecue flat. Mm-hmm. And I know that the Frito is undeniable in Utz. So this one, I would say, tied for second with Good's right now, just for the moment.
Right.
But only because it could sneak up in front, just because it does technically have an extra little toe on there, first number six.
But
now we're really on the
this is on where the podium, this huh? is what it's all been for, in my opinion. We're here now, and I have and it is actually a true six ingredient. You're right, and that makes sense to me because, like hers, like you said, I have a lot of personal history with hers, but this is the company. This is the company for me. This is where I think if you're out and you need a nice salty snack to bring you back to life after you're doing long hike or something, and you're like, it's time to get gross now and like put some salt back in my body.
Hell yeah.
The hers, you grab for a hers anything, and I don't think you'll have a bad time. Now, you may disagree with me, but like hers chips, hers pretzels, hers cheesy duties.
Cheese doodles. Yeah,
like they're all where it's at for me.
Now, when I was a child, I thought hers was actually an Ohio brand, because they always tell you potatoes. I'm sorry, not Ohio, Idaho.
Oh.
They always say potatoes come from Idaho, which is only partially true. The man Russet, who found the mutation of the modern potato, was in Idaho at the time. So that's where that story is grounded. And they would always show fields of it. But hers is PA all day. HERRS. Like, it's not his, it's hers. Pretzel is better than Keystone immediately. The pretzel midgie.
See now.
It's a little stale.
I actually, to disclose a little personal information.
Oh, yes.
I had a bag of hers party mix today.
On the
it was much better than this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you could taste the staleness in it, but the flavor seems like it's still alright.
Yeah.
Now, yes. The thing I like about hers, I mean, potato chips, legend, right?
Yeah.
It is my favorite. It's actually the only tolerable triangle nacho chip that I will eat.
Really?
If you can find me a bag of hers nacho chips, like the Doritos,
yeah,
it's the best fucking flavor.
Okay.
Like miles above the surface of any other nacho flavored triangle chip.
Even including Dorito.
Any Dorito of the cheese variety.
Yeah.
Spicy and nacho, all the weird shit they do. Trash. Absolute bin rubbish. Hers has the best nacho flavor to me as a company that presents it in a triangle chip. So I would always feel that the potential is there for them to really rule the cheese category.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I was told about Bachmann's is total trash.
Yeah.
There's no flavor at all.
I didn't think
it may be an old bag, but it was the only one I got, so I got to judge it for what it is. So I have big things for the round.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right?
Absolute. Best flipping nacho cheese flavor on the market.
Right.
Hers rules that. Now, I will say, Utz has the best barbecue chip.
Yep.
I think Keystone second. And then Good, but just not defined.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese flavored round or cheese flavored anything. Absolute hers.
It's hers.
Strange enough, Good's as a
right.
second. Because I feel like with Utz, it's not a prominent. It's just good, but it's not like, oh my God. It's just, it's for best in show on every category.
Yeah.
Really high marks. So let me see. The Cheeto.
Yeah, Utz is much higher on this this hierarchy, if you will, to me.
I did not expect that. I thought I was going to trash Utz a bit.
Yeah, me too.
I may have trolled them online once or twice, I'll be honest with you.
Well, that's when what okay. happens when you get okay. into food conspiracy.
So we really got the big four here. Good's, Keystone, hers, Utz. What is your order, Mr. Money?
I am going to go...
Best in show.
Best in show. Gold medal. In this specific tasting that we did here, I have to give it to Utz. Even though my typical on any other day, I would actually say that the hers. Like the hers I had earlier today was better than this bag. But I will go Utz first, hers second, Good's and Keystone as a tied for bronze third. That's how.
Utz, hers, and then a tie for bronze.
In any other situation, though, I would pretty much say hers, then Utz, then those two. But this one wasn't as tasty as the one
as the one you had earlier.
Yeah.
And I've had hers fresh plenty. Yeah. I've saved these just because I didn't want COVID to shut down toilet paper again. And
yeah.
Because I can say, actually, when COVID hit, this dried up the quickest. The little place I go, the Village Deli, they sell my favorite potato chip, which is called Charles Chips.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Fucking great.
It's
chips.
Undeniable.
Yeah. Now, there's a Joe's Chips that's up north, but I feel like they're always kettle cooked. They're like Martin's game. But Charles Chips, it just tastes like a potato. It's like crazy to think, why don't they taste like potatoes when I eat them? They just taste like salty starch. But they actually, like, it's a great potato flavor. But they don't make a party mix. And there is a Swarthmore brand or something.
Oh, okay. There's something out in Swarthmore.
Yeah, it's in the same place I got this goods. Swath something, and they make just chips, but I kept being like, come on, is there like a party mix back here? Like, you guys gotta try. It's a very labor intensive process, right?
Right.
You have to make everything just to make one bag. And even the man from Keystone said it's a tough thing to make, because you'd have to have a factory that makes five or six things just to make one product.
And to part with a little inside knowledge that I have from being someone who's visited the HERS factory multiple times, there's some really peculiar things about party mix with that. They walk you through the entire factory, and they take you to several different places throughout. And two very important things stuck out to me as I was going there undercover for the party mix and trying to see them make the party mix. And be like, I'm looking to see the area. Like, show me how they make the party
how do you
mix.
Stale it just
and you
perfectly.
Don't see. I mean, staling it aside, I wanted to know how all of these weird items made it into one plastic bag when they literally go, "This is the wing of our factory that's potato chips. This is the wing of our factory that is pretzels." So one of the first pieces where I was like, okay. So then at the end of this chain, they must show us the party mix, right? They've showed us how to make the pretzels and how to make the this, and I
the
can't
whole
wait
time.
Getting. But things started to get really interesting and complicated.
Okay.
First of all, the HERS company does not make pretzels weekly like they do. Now, let me rephrase that. They start their work day on a Monday.
Right, classic.
Classic Monday to Friday, you know, maybe even Monday to Saturday or Sunday. But essentially what they've been doing for years is making and baking a quota of snack food that they have to hit every week.
It's rather and, Soviet quotas.
Right. So, and the first thing to always go that they're done doing are the pretzels. Because the pretzels take a lot of preparing. I should just say that it takes a lot of preparing because they actually need to rise the dough when they have the sourdough.
Yeah, and all the proofing.
So like that proofing and stuff happens over the weekend, and then they start banging out pretzels like madmen on Mondays.
Yeah, it's time restrictive, it seems.
And they're usually done making pretzels by Wednesday. By Wednesday, they hit their quota, and they literally, if you go to visit HERS on a Friday or a Saturday or a Sunday where they have their tours, you're not going to get to see any of the pretzel makers. That whole area, they will shuffle you through quickly as they let you know, hey, this is our sourdough starters. This is the proofing that needs to be done.
Right. Yeah,
there's no one here right now because we make them and we're done making them. So sorry, you don't get to have a fresh hot pretzel come off the conveyor belt and you don't get to see the people make and twist the pretzel like in the machines, you know, and the people working the machines. That area is basically shut down by Wednesday, which is already like, well, okay. So then that means by default then, would Party Mix have to get the pretzels introduced between Monday and Wednesday? That's the first thing where I'm like writing it down in my notepad. Like, that's a peculiar thing. So if you want to have a pretzel item, it's naturally shrinking your window of opportunity to get pretzels unless they're taking a whole chunk of those pretzels and not bagging them, but putting them into a large container in which they would then place into the party mix bag. if that is the case, they would not give us any information on this. they wasn't getting any party mix answers. But this is in my own investigation. That would maybe support your thought and our thoughts of, hey, these things are slightly stale by the time they get into the bag.
Yeah. They've taken a day off, at least.
Right. Mm. So as I'm actually writing this down and like Sherlock Holming this situation, we make it to the potato area and we have potato chips. So this is going to be just a really interesting and funny offshoot just for all the snackers out there. You very quickly learn some very disturbing information about the potato chips where the little kids are like, wow, that's cool. And me and my girlfriend at the time were like, that's pretty weird and disturbing. First of which, they tumble and roll their potatoes in a hot water over and over and over.
Is that for the skin?
Well, the skins come off. After the skins come off, they tumble them in this hot bath. It doesn't seem like they're boiling them or anything.
Okay.
But it's a tumbling of a hot bath, which is removing the starch.
Okay, so it's like when you settle like chips in a bin and you're trying to get the right. Water gets all like milky.
Yeah, if you're making homemade fries or chips and something like that, they want you to pull that milkiness out.
Right.
But this is where I would almost argue that the Hers company, and probably these other ones, I'd like to go there and find out, they have multiple side hustles going on. So the potato chip doesn't just generate money for them as the potato chip.
Right.
It, in fact, that is just one of several facets of capitalism that they've been able to manufacture, because they take that starch water, and what they do is they actually sell that overstarched thick water, and they sell it to paper companies to create the gloss level of paper.
Right.
So when you see a magazine or some sort of paper that has that sheen on it, where you're like, what's up with this like circular I got? And like,
it's got like that, like it's harder to break down, kind of like you're like, do I keep this? It's like a nicer.
Well, so it runs the whole spectrum on that, from the very thick, almost cardstocky sheen,
right,
to just the difference between a,
like the luster on the outside.
Yes,
right?
Like, yeah, you can still get a very, very thin paper that has this sheen on
tears
it.
Tears and everything.
But it's the difference of like the inside of a book, which has zero sheen if you're reading a book, right? To some sort of like grocery store circular, where you're seeing, and like as you're paging through, if it catches the light the wrong way,
you'll actually see that little like lens flare.
Right, yeah,
the
exactly.
Double J Abrams move.
So that comes from potato chip factories. They sell that.
Fucking weird.
On top of that, Wes, we're still reeling from that information. Like,
and they just tell you that.
Oh, yeah. They let us know. They're very proud of this information. And they're also very proud of the next piece of information, which was a pretty sour piece of information as two adults that were admittedly on some marijuana as we were walking the tour. They very quickly bring up how the chips need to be a certain size. And they need to be of a certain quality. And it's all in quality
standards
control.
And
great. We
right.
love this. Right. Awesome. The bags are packed with air so they don't crack. And the chips need to be within a certain diameter. And they need to be a nice, good, healthy chip. And we make sure,
the rulers, right?
Yes, that you only get the best of all chips in the Hearst company. But that leaves out some other chips that end up coming out. And what happens with chips that do not pass the weight scale and size scale? They get bundled up with all of the chips that and other products in there that get swept up and fall off of conveyor belts onto the floor, and they all get put into giant containers and sent to farms. And I believe, I feel bad because I'm not 100% positive of what cut of cow it is anymore, but I want to say that they were saying it was Angus beef. All Angus cows eat
old potato chips.
Hers junk
no
food
way.
In general. Like, they get the corn chips, the potato chips, the cheese doodles, everything that's been scraped off the floor doesn't make the quality control. Any of the stuff that doesn't, they sell them to farms. And it's this one specific type of cut of beef, which I believe it was Angus they were talking
Angus
about.
Angus beef in general. Oh,
and
interesting,
they were very proud of that information. And it was a very, very...
That's weird.
Dark thing for us to hear as we're going through this, you know, this tour, where it's like, wait, they're literally feeding the cows of some of the most popular beef in our country.
They always say the big thing is that cows just eat corn now. They don't eat like wheat or grass anymore. And I thought, well, yeah, this is, you know, corn, alcohol and ethanol and all these things. But you wouldn't think they actually take like the nearly finished product and then just go, just grind it back up into the meal.
Oh, it's finished product.
That's
crazy. They're like scraping them off the conveyor belts into bags and going, well, listen, what am I saying to you? Cows get party mix. They literally are getting all of the ingredients at the herds.
Every one of the three, yeah.
They're getting them, and they're getting them bagged up and shoved in front of them, and they're eating their own version
of party mix.
Of party mix.
That's incredible. So it's not just for humans. Party mix is a, I believe they were saying, an intraspecies delight.
Right.
Both bovine and for us with more chromosomes, potentially.
Yeah.
Or less, depends on how much party mix you have. Wow, that is rather deep. There's to think that these gentlemen in the 80s are feeding cows with their crazy bar maneuvering.
Right.
It's like, I'm truly blown.
Before...
Blown away from
this. As we're on this tour, and before, I'm getting close.
Right.
I can taste it. I'm hearing about how the cows are getting party mix, and how they get their version, and I'm trying to see them, how they make this together. And I go, there's only one more key ingredient that we need to see here. I've seen the pretzels. I mean, it was closed down, and that was the first weird clue that there's some sort of odd conspiracy.
It's not a full-time job.
It's not a full-time job. The pretzel thing. And then we're going, oh, okay, we learn about the tortilla chips and the potato chips, and they're giving us fresh ones off the conveyor belt, and it's like really wonderful, magical times. And then they drop in this information that, oh yeah, all of the different products here just get scooped up, thrown in a bag, and all the Angus beef in the country is getting the HERS snack food party mix. And we're like, holy crap, okay. So there's one more key ingredient here that I'm dying to see, right, that I'm like, where is this, and is it at this phase where the party mix is made? And that is the Cheeto, or the fried cheese curl, as they like to call it.
Now, does HERS offer this on its own?
I believe they do, actually.
I don't think I've ever seen them. I've seen the bigger curls, right? Like the ones that are like as fat as your thumb. But I've never seen like the Cheetos.
So this is a weird thing about that, and I imagine with some of these other companies, because when you finish your tour, exit through the gift shop, like always, and they have the widest selection of everything there. You will find things that you don't find in stores that you can only get there. Right. Flavors that I'm like, oh, I've never seen that in a place, and I'm a HERS fan, but like I've never seen
key
some
lime pie
sort of
potato chips.
right, exactly. Oh. Like, but it's like that
sad
kind
I
of
even
crazy.
Said it.
There's a lot of experimental ranch stuff where it's like a hot
right
ranch, a cheesy ranch, a sour
good.
Cream and ranch.
Oh, don't say anymore.
Like there's lots of different ranch experimentation, but I believe they also had the crispy Cheeto there. But
okay.
What's more important is I'm literally raising my hand at this point. We have like a school of like first and second graders with us. There is a bunch of different parents. There's a couple other like random middle America couples. And then there's me and my goth girlfriend dressed in all black and sunglasses like in the back corner. And it's just too much for me at this point. And I'm literally like, hey, excuse me, can we please see the Cheetos? It's looking like we're coming to the end here. I see the gift shop down there. I was really hoping to see your cheese curls and Cheetos. I remember when I was a little kid, it was the most magical part of this whole experience. The way that you actually see the machine that spits out the Cheetos is
the
like...
The extruder is crazy looking.
Yeah, it's actually looks like... when I was a kid, it was like a factory machine gun. It was this thing that was like... Boop, 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 and it's like spitting every individual one out, and it goes right into this crazy cheese tumbler. And they get tumbled in this cheese that they were explaining back. I still remember this stuff.
Yeah, it's like an atomizer. Like, and it's so like, fast you can barely see it because it's just...
Yes, and it's just spitting them like a machine gun, like an MG42, into this tumbling cheese thing that they're explaining has multiple types of cheese. So I'm like, I'm kind of like, you know, this was a gift for my birthday. My girlfriend got me here. She knew that I was into this.
Right.
Like, I'm on this mission. And like, excuse me, like, I think we've missed the Cheeto section. And I'm here to see that. And the tour guide kind of like looks down, kicks some rocks, and explains then that there no longer is a Cheeto manufacturing device in this main building. But in fact, all the way down the street is the device that makes their curls and crunches. And it's not even made in the same building where they package this material. Which plot thickens again, that somehow, in order to make a HERS party mix, it has to be made within a Monday through Wednesday time in which the pretzels are being made fresh, or they're making a surplus of pretzels that are going into some sort of container and storage until they're brought to somewhere else to make the party mix. And on top of that, now the Cheetos actually have to be driven to the building in order to make these. So I went in there looking for answers and honestly left with even more questions, where I was totally,
incredible,
totally blown away and completely, it's total enigma to me. They didn't show us making them. They show you bagging every item. There is a specific bagging area. There was nothing there. No answers, no responses, only things that led to more questions.
So the real big conundrum when I first was getting into this was, why is it always slightly stale? No matter what, as fresh as it is, one of the items has given up like a day or two before you buy it. Now, we found that the barrel makes everybody give up. It's pretty much just a suicide pact with five different members.
Oh, yeah.
It's Heaven's Gate in a snack. Absolutely, but we do not want that. So do not barrel it if you're truly trying to understand what party mix is. Perhaps you're not from this area of the world and you're just like, what's party mix? Well, use the internet then. I didn't have to, because we're really in the native area that it was born. And there's other things you'll see. I have a pub mix here down by my foot. That Utz makes that we may just try off camera, because now that I know Utz is to be trusted. You know, a savory blend of country snacks sounds like a good time, and they have some interesting things in there that all look rather nice, I think. But it is still in a bit of a barrel, so we'll test this off camera and see if our theories work. I've seen snack mix, pub mix, none of those fuckers count. We're talking only party mix. And as you said, it's particular, because if you are making the midgies on a Monday and you're making the Cheetos on, we don't even know when. And if you drive them, they must be stored. You cannot just drive them in your hands, right? We're not doing the usual.
It's like straight off the conveyor belt.
I've got
into
three in my hoodie pocket, right, sir? Like, apparently goods doesn't make a whole lot, because I can't even see. One Cheeto is all I see in there.
Yeah, that's the main problem that would probably put goods at the bottom of that list of the four to me, was the actual breakdown
like
of the percentages,
bias,
yeah,
the ratio of
each,
the five.
Yeah, the ratio of each,
because
one.
I would say that if you look at Keystone, which, as I said, would be tied for goods as far as flavor and execution, maybe only sneaks above because of the six ingredient play, and it's a pretzel farm. You can see just every ingredient represented well. This is a big bag. It could crush itself under its own weight, and everything's still rigid and crisp, and yeah. I would say did not taste any more stale than party mix normally is expected. We know the HERS was just on a bit on the stale side, but that's all. It's really on my own fault, and I understand that. But the flavors were on. And so I would say, honestly, goods, the barbecue chip is the strongest suit. It's undeniably, I think it's my favorite of all of them, the round, the barbecue. So I would put them in a very similar order as you, I believe. It's at the top. HERS a very close second. I would say Keystone and then goods. But individually, it is Utz for pretzels. Got it on lock. I would say the rounds, I know you don't like them, but the rounds from Keystone. Goods, it would be the barbecue chip that is their strongest suit. And HERS can make a true cheese fucking flavor. I know that gentleman's talking about what Bachman's wannabe charlatan attempts.
Nah, HERS has got the flavor.
The cheese of HERS is better across the board. Now, I would say a bag of Cheetos, yes, ranking up high, but that's a one-note song. You don't have to master literally 5 to 6 different ingredients, which now I suspect, as really a last word on the stale hood of this snack. Now, we've all had cookies, right?
Right.
And we know the hack where if you have cookies and you put a different bread in there, right, like a piece of white bread, that it will somehow suck up the staleness and keep your cookies fresh.
Mm.
But that one piece of bread will age like reverse Benjamin Button and somehow like become triple stale in a day. Because it's like just throw your staleness at me. And I still, so I understand a lot, but I have no idea why that's the case.
Yeah.
I do not know why there are breads, but like one's like a yeasted bread. So maybe that, but then if it's like just white bread, it's been so manufactured, there's no life. So I feel in a very similar way that because we have wheat-based pretzels, I assume the only thing not made out of corn in the entire thing, mm-hmm. and everything else is corn. None of it's aerated except for the Cheeto, so it's bringing in other air into the package. That something must be there, much like it is with a piece of bread and cookies, where if they're making it on different days, and they throw in the pretzels that are like 3 days old already, and they throw in the Cheetos, which are like 2 hours old or two streets old potentially, and then everything else goes in the usual just corn fest of shapes and sizes, that potentially one of those is acting like that piece of bread. Maybe it's the Cheeto, maybe it's the pretzel, maybe I'm out of my head, but it's sucking up the staleness and then kind of balancing it. Because I would say, if you're going to get a fresh bag, you know it because the pretzels haven't given up.
Right.
And that's why I feel like Utz is definitely on top. Not only is it because everything was at a high quality, but the pretzels tasted like a pretzel. Everything else, it's like, yeah, it's crunchy, it's good, there's some salt. But that one was like, that's a pretzel. Guys, have you heard? Somebody's bought pretzels. Almost you can smell it. And now I was told before we recorded this that Utz has pursued a window. Now, we haven't experienced this because we've generally seen it with no window. But I was told at local store nearby that you can get Utz with the window. I would assume same quality. But we will be back potentially to only revisit this on the behalf of hers to give them a fair shot. It's a number two, so it's not too much more it can do beyond Utz. And I don't think the pretzels will ever get it over there. But an amazing run, really, because we started with what we thought was 9.
Right.
And we're sitting in front of just 4 fatties right now.
Right, and I certainly have a whole other episode in me because we didn't get to talk about the biggest elephant in the room, which is Frito-Lay's Munchies trying to usurp the party mix by calling it snack mix, but having the ingredients be far closer to party mix than other snack mixes. And I did some research on that because I wanted to know what was going on with Munchies. And it actually opened up many doors to me, which made me realize they were trying very hard to try to get the party mix, demographic.
Right.
And it seems like they tried and failed multiple times.
What is the ingredients difference between that snack mix and a party mix as far as the individual pieces?
So there isn't much of a difference. Well, besides the fact that if you look into the history of Munchies, right, which started in the early aughts, like late 90s into like early aughts.
Right. Monster
like
Energy time.
Arguably like 2001, where is the generation after your hers and your Utzes, which is why I was saying at the beginning of this episode, I could make a grunge music analogy because okay, well, I feel like the hers and Utz became like the Nevermind and Pearl Jam 10 of this thing. And to know that it literally came out the same years as it, since it's such a Gen X snack to me,
right,
of like stoner slacker, like rock and roll 90s degenerate Gen X snack. What do you want, man? I want a little bit of everything, dude.
Yeah, I want what I want when I want it. Right.
And coming late to the party, just like Puddle of Mud, came Munchies to ruin everyone's taste of the situation.
Oh, I can't believe you just sneaked in a puddle of mud. That's a lovely, lovely job you've done.
Well, I think it's important to note that that's where they stand.
Did they do Crazy Bitch? Was that their song, right?
No, that was Buck Cherry. Fuck, no, they did She Fucking Hates Me.
Okay.
Which is very, very similar.
Is that very nasal voice? Yes. Right.
Yes. And those bands were like, what are you talking about? Like, we're just like Nirvana. And everyone's like, you're nothing like Nirvana.
What do you mean? We don't like Father, right?
Yeah, right. It's you like Nirvana. That's true. But you don't get to say you sound like Nirvana because you like it and you wish that you were.
Right. And that's Munchies, really.
And that is Munchies.
And wishes it were.
Well, here's... I mean, I don't know how much we want to get into it, but...
It's all right. We have time.
So, I have a feeling that they were feeling like, hey, there's all of these little small party mixes.
Chex mixes, the pub mixes. Yeah, it mixes around.
But I'm talking even specifically party mix, okay. Which I feel is a low-key fan favorite of many people. A lot of people who I asked in preparation of this, hey, do you know about party mix? Do you have it? You live in California, sister. Is it out there? Like, what's going on? Like, right. I know you grew up in Pennsylvania and you know what party mix is, but are you still around it? Is it still there?
Is it still
sure enough, finding Utz and Hers in California.
Okay.
Things national like brands, that. And yeah. Like taking photos for me and stuff like that and being like, hell yeah, I love party mix. A lot of these, it's hard to explain what party mix is without using terms coined by Frito-Lay. Dorito, Cheeto, Frito. These are things that are all Frito-Lay specific brands. And as we're trying...
It's like the Xerox
to,
name.
Yes,
kind of, right.
Right. We're trying to explain what each piece is and we're going, oh, this is the Cheeto.
This the is the little Cheeto.
Right? The yeah. Cheeto of this one tastes great. The Dorito triangular tortilla that they have the nacho, in there, right. The nacho is not good. It is good. But we're using that nomenclature that they had established. And they were literally...
From the 80s and 90s, really, yeah.
Right. And I feel like they're going, guys, do you see what these hipsters are eating in the early 90s? Like, what's happening is, like, there's this thing. They're everywhere. This, I imagine it showed up as a thing on the radar at first going, is there a competition there? Is there a market there? No. Look at that. Look how desperate they are.
Yeah,
they're putting all their stuff together. Yeah. Yes, it's labor intensive. But I feel like as a fan favorite, it persisted. And started to grow and grow. And all of a sudden, it's made its way from Pennsylvania to California. And we're coast to coast now. And we're saying, this is here, and it's not going anywhere. And guess what? We love it. It tastes great with Coca-Cola. It tastes great with all right. of these other things that we love. It is a quintessential end of the night. I can't make my mind up. My brain is fried. Snack.
Right.
So I feel like they very much... are the major label regurgitation going, well, guys, we've got to do this. There's definitely a market here.
They're using our words.
They're using our words. They're using ingredients that we have clearly in our area. What is, and they're trying to relate to this cool market.
Right, so what munchies, are they? Right.
Right. So like, the what do we call it?
Stoner culture.
Let's call it the munchies. It's a slacker term where has to be a Gen X term, munchies.
Right. And given the time frame, that was also like, well, Gen X is becoming adults now.
Exactly.
We'll give a call back in the early aughts to what they were like when they were smoking weed as children, doing Lollapalooza and all that sort of thing. And right at that time, too, it was a lot of like tongue-in-cheek because it was like, oh, Monster Energy, you want to be cool, you want to be this. And people were really trying to nail it in the approach to just throw the word at you, just munchies. And then, oh, you'll react.
What's munchies? I like munchies. What is it? Right. And then it's all of these items at once. So
I think there's a region that's actually starving for party mix.
Yes.
Now, I have no research in the area, so I will have to pursue it after our conversation. A gentleman that I'm employed with, a man goes by the name Jimmy. He's a Tennessee native, right? Nashville man. And Jimmy was in front of this very vending machine eons ago when I was staring at Keystone State on break, thinking about Hot and Zesty, wondering where I could find it. And he waltzes in, and me and Timothy are in the same room, and we ask, Jimmy, what's your thoughts on party mix, right? Give us a Hot 16. And he's like, what do you mean? Like munchies? Like Chex Mix? And I was like, absolutely bloody not.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about any of those things. I just said, how do you feel about French fries? And you're like, what do you mean? Chickens? Rain? No, my friend. Keep focused. So I said, okay, can understand, but I know you're from Tennessee. That's more southerly. Pennsylvania's northerly. So are you telling me you don't have party mix? And he's like, we have things like Chex Mix. You know, we got things like, I mean, and I said, no, my friend, party mix. And we pointed out the exact gal in the crowd that we were speaking of. He takes a look at her and he sees the window and he's like, oh, what's it got in there? I was like, just take a second look. Oh, it's got some pretzels, some corn chips. I fuck with that. I was like, wouldn't you though? So let me ask you, Jim, you don't have this where you are? And he's like, no, we have snack mixes and pub mixes and these wannabes, the munchies and whatnot, but nothing true to form to the original four ingredients or six maneuvers of extrusion. And was like, all right, so my sister's also in Cali. Funny enough, right? They all seem to go west. She's out there. She also verified Party Mix is alive and well. I had a sister up in Buffalo, slightly north of Pennsylvania.
It's Party Mix. There.
It's absolutely
it's
there.
It's got to be in Buffalo.
New York is full.
Yeah.
And then you go below. And I don't think it's made its way.
Down south?
To Florida. I don't think it's gone to the Keys. The Keys, right? The Florida Keys, not the Keystone. Because that's the one area that, I mean, if it hasn't gone to Tennessee, now maybe Miami, right? Because I'm sure hers ships to every major city. Mm-hmm. But as to have the real culture of people being like, oh yeah, Party Mix. I love it. Drink a little margarita, get your salt in. I feel like culturally, it's there's just a lot going on, right? And up here in the East, people can have a lot going on, right? You have a lot going on.
Yeah.
Got a lot going on. But as people get a little bit more relaxed, right? Retirement level thinking, potentially, maybe their brain can't take the stimulation of six ingredients at once. I do one at a time, but it's in quick succession. So maybe there's something about that purity. Again, up here where you have four seasons, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to expect more than one or two things in a bag. And I think that there's a potential there. Now I'm going to go and find Jim and see if he agrees and see if there's anybody even more southerly native, hopefully. But cause I think I actually do have one girl who just moved down there. So I can check.
I have some friends in Florida that I can
check a Fort Lauderdale
to ask in that region, but I can totally ask and find out and have some people like I had before take some photos for me.
Right.
Like just in like, the wild. Keep your, yeah.
It only counts if it's in the wild,
right,
my friends.
Right, exactly.
The internet is for liars, really. So I would say then we will reconvene this very symposium about Party Mix in a time, you know, we have to collect and find it in the wild. We'll investigate the lower quarter of this nation, right? Louisiana to Florida. We will also get a fresh hers and potentially a fresh goods and give them the true run to see if they could place goods. Well, not goods. I'm sorry. Goods is good. Martin's is the one.
Right,
Martin's does make a quality chip.
Yeah, they make quality snack food.
They're known for the quality, and it's a small batch situation. So you don't find it everywhere. You find it in certain places, usually places that you want to. And so I feel like there's a chance because those barrels will mutate whatever food you put in them. Like, I didn't even know. And I have it on the list of questions to think about. You really nailed it, Mr. Money, coming in today, because I think, are we 100% on just about every theory that you've presented today?
I believe so.
I think we are, because as you said, which two do you feel would be in the tops?
Yeah.
I believe we both agreed it's an Utz and hers situation.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just, this goods is honorable mention.
Yeah, total honorable.
I thought it was going to be on the floor, but
yeah,
it's still
me too.
On the podium, just for honor, the runner-up. And we will call it, I think, a day on that Party Mix Volume 1.
Yeah, let's call it Volume 1, because
absolutely.
I do want to get into this mega giant of Frito-Lays, like I said. So
and let me tell you another thing,
on that.
Because one of the questions we have here, which again, we know we have to do some on, is finding the best individual manufacturer of each of these, independent of the mixture. What is the best Cheeto? What is the best pretzel? What is the best round? As they are packaged, and of course, I'd put hers up there for the rounds, because I know they're the best in my palate. But also, because there's still a couple other ones out there, I'm sure, to acquire and see. Are there any other factories that are just operating under the radar?
Exactly.
We still have to understand. I didn't pull everything from the patents. And if I am worth my weight in Party Mix, then potentially the gentleman who's made these claims of patenthood and opinion, I'm going to see if I can piss him off enough to get him to at least make me a statement.
Yeah,
we can get him on record. He's a PA man. Here we are below the crust of Pennsylvania.
If he's a PA man, I would be willing to go out in an investigative journalist way and come to him.
Well,
and
the thing that I know is that they are on 3767 Hecktown Road in Easton, which is only about an hour north of here. So we can touch these individuals and ask them exactly what. Now, it says visit us online at Keystone Snacks, but I can tell you,
no, that is a snake eating its own tail of a website. You click a thing and it like literally loops you back to the same homepage. It's crazy. It
Did
almost
you have a
feels like
about quality. Did you want the phone number? Did you need to talk to the phone about quality? And you're like, but I've just here. It's three literal pages and that's it. No scrolling.
No.
And it just says call if you want a free bag. That's pretty much it. And if you call, they're just like, you want a free bag? And you're like, well, do you want a free bag? And you're like, sure, what's the address? You're like, is that easy? Because one of the other things that Timothy was able to find for us, a redness trip away, is Keystone State onion rings.
Oh, I'd probably like that.
Which come at Funyun's throat.
Oh, yeah, they're that
good.
With both
bloody barrels. There are
four, I like hers, too.
There are four types of MSG in it. And here's the thing. As you were talking about the extruder, it's the very same kind of extruder they use for the cheese curls and everything. So that weird aeration to it, yeah. Like Munchos. And I saw that machine, and it's just a ring coming out like crazy looking.
Yeah.
It forms immediately and just dries right away. It goes right into the tumbler for the onions and whatnot. Yep. The flavor stays on your palate more. They put more seasoning in it. But that was the bag. We're on the very back. And the reason why we know there will be more than two parts to the series. It listed Keystone State snacks from 2002 because they had not updated the patent on the design of the bag since then. It looks like a 1970s bag. And what did I see on there? Two things which really piqued my interest. Hot party mix.
Double hot party mix.
And something called Peanut Panic, which we will go over next time because right. I've never seen it once. 1991 patent. Ended in 2003, so apparently we never had a chance. But crazy things ahead in the world of snacking, bags, and the conspiracies which really seem to guide them, because there's no bloody way, Mr. Money, I think we both agree, that this happens without a bit of clandestine thinking.
Right. No way.
Even just the one article I've found, and since that gentleman commented on it, I felt we had a good chance to get him on, where he was like, I can only patent four, but there's really six ingredients. And I said, it's bloody brilliant, friend. You're crazy. In the perfect way. Just like a snack that is perfectly stale when it's fresh. That only makes some ingredients on Mondays and some ingredients on Wednesdays down the road to the left. It's just an insane process of thought. And I'm glad you're here with me for it, Mr. Money.
Absolutely.
We're going to try to see if we can get Timothy, otherwise known as Tapes from the Crypt here, as he has a part to play, but his personal prison of his own design is that he likes vegetables. So corn chips, sure. Potato chips, fine. But as soon as they add cheese, which, as we know, he's a filthy with it, he's got to back away and ask for help. So he may be able to provide us insight on the naked chips. Because, again, uninteresting to you and me.
Yeah.
And, at the very least, he can fawn in on the pretzel game.
Right.
So he may be the one to find us the individuals so we can adjust them. But a man with much flavor in his life, much like with ours. So if Mr. Money, before we leave, you want to let anybody know where to find, as I know you have a lot of projects, if you have any to announce.
Oh gosh, so many different projects. I think the one at the top of the list right now, though, is this tabletop role-playing game that we designed. It's called Don't Tell Mom and Dad. It's
brilliant.
Yes, we're kind of describing it as a fantasy RPG for big kids only. It's almost kind of like if Monster Squad and Goonies was turned into Dungeons & Dragons, where you embody the... as a kid from age 7 to 15 and you save your town from, you know, milkmen, vampires, and all sorts of shady figures in the dark. Because if you don't do it, who will? We have a Kickstarter coming out for that this summer, the summer of 2021, around a month from now, we would say. But I don't know when this will release.
It's never good
to date yourself in that situation. But keep your eye out for it. If you like tabletop games and you like... 80s nostalgia, or just like, you know, nostalgia of a time past.
Did you like Stranger Things? Stories about Stranger Things. Any Spielberg movies, if you ever liked
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
It's going to be right in the heart of what
right
you love.
Right there. Instead of being a wizard or a barbarian, you're a jock, a nerd, a weirdo, or a rascal, and you're saving the day. We're real excited about that. That's coming to Kickstarter and coming to market this year.
Is we often ask children, what do you want to be when you grow up? But it's way more interesting if you ask an adult, what do you want to be when you were a kid?
Exactly, the best.
It changes your mind.
Very
simple. One
of the most
brilliant ways I've ever seen somebody approach it.
Yeah.
I'm hype on seeing more progress with it. So be sure it was on Instagram. You can always
Instagram and Twitter and all of the social medias. And keep your eye out if you're hearing this in the summer of 2021. If you'd like to help and kick back, we are doing a Kickstarter in terms of a little more for raising more awareness towards it.
Right.
It's happening no matter what. We're not really worried about that. It's more of a promotional tool. But that should be happening pretty soon, this summer of 2021. On top of that, there's lots of different bands and things that I'm in. But just listen to good music, people. That's more than even promoting that, like my own stuff. Just make sure you're listening to good music out there.
And if you're wondering, how do I know it's good music, right? Taste is going to be part of it, just like with Party Mix. But it's undeniable. If it comes in a bloody barrel, stop listening, please. Get it from a local manufacturer. Yeah, sure. Somebody's going to put their name on it. Somebody who learned how to play the music themselves. Usually a good way to start if you want to have a good quality situation. I don't know. If you needed 66 Ghost Riders on your album called Lemonade, Beyonce, I just have to assume one of every 67th word is yours. And that is not what I call good music, volume 12. And as a result, Mr. Money, it is always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank one you hand so out to the much. Middle. Thank you so much.
For now, all me. Of you pray for him, because it is a two-week journey back to the surface, and he's come down for this party mix, but it's hot.
That is true.
It is hot as the sun. And so we'll bring him back for our second symposium as we gather more on this party mix. So until then, keep your eyes keen. As he said, keep your ears well listened. And until next time, I will see you all at the table. Ha ha ha. I always like to do a bit of a throat quick. Ha ha ha. There we are. You know, it's a big question if it's called the Thames or the Thames.
I don't think it's either. I don't know what...
I believe it's Thames.
What is?
The Thames, the river in London. Oh. It looks like it's spelled Thames.
Oh,
but
right.
It's the Thames. Some people call it the Thames, but those are northern fucking fairies, aren't they?
As a PA native, I can actually relate to that, because it's the Schuylkill River. It's not the
Schuylkill.
Schuylkill River, when people are like, no, I'm from Pennsylvania. I know all about the Schuylkill River. And it's like, dude.
Get down. Tuck out.
First of all, it's more of a crick.
It is more fucking tributary. Well, let's get into it in just a moment. Click, click. Oh, fucking flies. Welcome to the year of the sandwich. Actually, it's not even the intro. One more.